Reading School of the Arts is excited to announce the start of the Virtual School for the North State Community. This virtual independent study program for Shasta and neighboring counties will include students in grades kindergarten through eighth grade, and it supports immunized and non-immunized families. Reading School of the Arts will offer a superior educational program to meet the following goals: an alternative learning opportunity to traditional brick-and-mortar institutions, a tailored program that meets state standards, outstanding credentialed teachers, enrichment and tutoring on and off campus, and it's all part of a tuition-free public charter school. For more information, visit rsarts.org. That's rsarts.org. Or call us at 530-247-6933. That's 247-6933.
Show. Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
But the idea that they are okay with people who are on the terrorist list having access to guns, when they consistently say after the shooting in Florida, the only thing they wanted to talk about was terrorism, well, you would certainly think if you're going to talk about terrorism, the first thing you would want to do is to make sure that terrorists don't have access to weapons of mass destruction.
Wow, they don't. I mean, stop using that term, because didn't they all get mad at Bush for stuff like that? They don't have access to it. I mean, if you don't want them to, how many times have we been over this? Welcome to the show. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show, Flyover Nation. You can't run a country you've never been to. Make sure you go out and get it. It's in bookstores now. Buy it on Amazon, and I will be McAllen for kicking off the first of the book signing events around the country. We're going to talk more on that coming up. Democrats are now vowing to end their sit-in. It lasted just 25 hours, and that they could have sat there for longer than that. Why are they ending this? Why this is coming from CNN. According to an aide, senior leadership aide, told CNN that Democrats are going to end their sit-in protest over gun control. The aide said, "We are going to the floor to end this now." Republicans tried to shut it down earlier, but the sit-in that protested the lack of action on gun control, it lasted for about 25 hours. Now, earlier, Republicans wanted to end it. There was some back and forth between Congressman Louie Gohmert, who said this was a terror attack, and some of the other Democrat congressional members. And there was, at one point, a police officer told Democrats that they're going to conduct a daily security sweep. They wanted the floor cleared while it happened, and Pelosi said that's not going to happen. And so this is, I mean, it is, they could have sat there for as long as they wanted to. So what was the point? They sat there for 25 hours. They didn't accomplish a single thing. They didn't accomplish anything. And just like that, it's over. They didn't accomplish a single thing. It was a stunt. It was a stunt by people who don't really care about gun violence. These are people who it was a stunt. And I say they don't care about quote-unquote gun violence. They don't care about crime that's done with illegally possessed and illegally used firearms. Because if they really cared about this, they would have been able to mobilize the 60 votes needed to give cloture to the Cornyn Amendment. I was telling you the parliamentary procedure to bring for cloture for Cornyn's Amendment, which stated that, all right, if you believe that someone is a terror suspect and you want to bar them from accessing firearms, okay, great, we'll do that. We just need you to go and give your evidence to a judge. That's how this works in the United States. Democrats didn't want to do that. I thought Cornyn's amendment was a compromise. I'm not a fan of compromise on natural rights, because you compromise a right, it no longer exists as a right. And so they could have gotten everything that they wanted. Cornyn just said, please, I need due process in here. and they didn't want to do it. Because it's not about preventing, quote unquote, gun violence. It's about due process. And I guess, you know, somebody had made a really good point earlier, and I retweeted this. I'm going to find it because James Soley had said, you know what? The NRA has a point, I think. We've been told that terrorists want to take away our freedoms. No-fly list equals no due process. And that's exactly it. That is exactly it. You had Congressman Jerry Nadler, who had tweeted, we must not use due process as an excuse to support mass murder. Okay, so let's stop having trials. If you're a suspect, just go to jail, because we wouldn't want to risk a crime for a dumb due process. And since Democrats are now all hot to dismiss due process, let's go ahead and throw Hillary Clinton in jail now. Forget the investigation. We wouldn't want her to commit a crime. Forget the trial. Let's go ahead and let's jail her right now. And then now because it was a stunt, they ended it because it was a stunt. I can't wait for the press conferences on this. So what did they accomplish? They didn't accomplish anything. They accomplished absolutely nothing. John Lewis is still expected to speak. They lost again. It was a stunt. They had the chance to, they had the chance for a compromise on Cornyn's amendment. I said this on CNN last night. I said, I don't take Democrats seriously on this. I think they're disingenuous because they claim that they want to move on this. They claim that this is something they want to vote on something. They didn't actually say what they wanted to vote on. They never actually said what they wanted to, if they want to have a vote, what vote do you want to have? They didn't even say what they wanted to vote on. They just kept saying, we want to have a vote on gun violence. Okay, well, be specific. What the hell do you want to vote on? And so then I said on CNN, I don't really feel very charitable, particularly after they refused to have a vote. They refused to support the Cornyn Amendment. So they're blaming Republicans in the House for what Democrats in the Senate refused to. They voted against it. They defeated it in the Senate. Democrats didn't want it. It was a strict, straight party line vote. They didn't want it. And so now they're blaming Republicans in the House for what the Senate Democrats defeated. That makes zero sense at all whatsoever. If you're just joining us, our long national nightmare is over. The Democrats have decided to stand up in the House chamber. They were sitting. That's not an action. That's not, I mean, sitting, it's a verb, but it's not an action. That's not an action. Sitting is not an action.
Not at all. Never has
been. No, it's not. So we're going to keep an eye on this because I just don't, it doesn't make sense. This is all just a stunt. I'm curious to see what the anti-gun groups are going to be saying now, since they're all getting up. I don't know. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to work. We have a number of things to get into today. First off, we have this Brexit, which Great Britain is voting on today, whether or not they're going to stay in the EU. Also, the Supreme Court made a decision on affirmative action. And Greg Abbott released a statement on this as well. We're going to discuss that. The president said that Congress has left him no option but to take executive action on immigration. And this, I had, there's a story because we also have a, let me pull this up, live radio. We also have the decision that on immigration, because SCOTUS, they have four things they're going to be deciding on. Four. They left a lower court decision in place. This is from Reuters, which blocked the president's 2014 immigration plan. So that was the split, 4-4. And whenever they are unable to make a decision, whenever it's tied like that, it leaves the lower court's decision in place. And so now the president's threatening executive. That's not how the Constitution works, though. Now he's saying, well, I'm going to have to take executive action then because all the legal ways failed. So now I'm going to act like a dictator. We're going to follow that story as well and bring you the latest on that. There's also there was a shooting in super high gun control country, Germany. A neo-Nazi walked into a theater and shot and injured 51 people. He was shot dead by good guys with guns, and he was able to access a firearm despite the super strict, the strictest in Europe.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli.
And we welcome in here from Tiger Field, Game 3 of a three-game series, the visiting Portland All-Stars, visiting your hometown, Reading Colt 45s. Kyle DeFore here with you on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Welcome into the broadcast here. Beautiful day for baseball here. Not a bad seat in the park. Just $5 a ticket down here at Tiger Field. Come down and join us. Every seat in the shade for first pitch here. First hitter has grounded out to start the game. That's Griffin Brandt. Grounds out to shortstop 6-3. Your starter tonight for the Reading Colt 45s, Brandon Lupton. First pitch here to the second hitter, Colas, is in there for a strike now, 1-1, as that one misses. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Turtle Bay, rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions. That ball's a foul back there. 1-2 now. Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful? Our thanks to Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Reading Colt 45s here on the radio. Here's a 1-2 pitch from Lupton. The swing and a miss as he got him a check swing. Could not hold up. And a quick strikeout of Matt Colas, the number two hitter and center fielder for Portland. That'll bring up Colin Rubino. He's the shortstop tonight. Two outs, nobody on. Brandon Lupton, your starter tonight. Had a great game over the weekend against the B-52s. As last Friday night, he went seven innings, gave up no runs, and had three strikeouts en route to a 9-0 Reading win. 1-0 count here on Rubino. Lupton, the Shasta Knight, misses there as that one is outside 2-0 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond all job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. Muse strives to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. Muse Concrete, proud sponsors of Reading Colt 45s, as well as football in the falls here on KCNR 1460. That's a line drive, and snagging it on a full extension is 6'3 first baseman Sean Sutton out of Seattle University, making his second start here tonight. Nice play there. Score that a line out to number three. No runs here in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Homeless Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Speed's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Homeless Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the second here from Tiger Field. Come on down and join us. We're in the bottom of the first here. Torres Torioka going to lead off against Bryce Mulcahy, the pitcher. First pitch is at the knees for a strike. Mulcahy was in left field on Friday, right field last night. Starting pitcher tonight for the visiting Portland All-Stars. Reading won 9-0 a couple nights ago, 7-4 last night. That ball down in the dirt, 1-1 now. 45s were down 3-0 and exploded for a 7 spot in the bottom of the 7th. Went on to win 7-4. As they have brought the bats this series, scoring a combined 16 runs the first two games. Here's the 1-1 to Ryan Torres Torioka, your second baseman and leadoff hitter tonight. That's a ground ball, slowly hit to second base. He's hustling down the line. It's going to be a close play, but he's out by a step. Score that one 4-3 on the put-up. Your lineup for your hometown 45s looks like this. Torres Torioka leading off at second base. J.J. Hancock in right field batting second. Chandler Anderson in center batting third. Ryan Williams, your DH tonight, batting fourth. Sean Sutton at first base, batting fifth. Chase Larson at third base, batting sixth. DJ Porter in left in the seven hole. Jeremy Trueblood catching and batting eighth. And Zach Taylor at shortstop, batting ninth. Here's Hancock with one out and nobody on. Mulcahy in the windup. That ball is fouled off the screen down the left field line, 0-1. I want to thank tonight's sponsors, Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders making Colt 45's baseball on the radio happen here on KCNR 1460. Our thanks to them. 0-1 pitch to Hancock. Misses. It's one ball and one strike now. Okay, he gets him to ground that one to second. Not very well hit, and that'll be the second out of the inning. So two ground outs to second to start at the bottom of the first here. For your hometown 45s, that'll bring up Chandler Anderson, number 27 out of the University of Utah. Member of the Pac-12 champion Utah Utes with an impressive run through the College World Series this year, defeating number one overall seed Ole Miss. Bright future out there for the Utah Utes baseball program. He steps up here with two outs and nobody on. Ryan Williams on deck. First ball is down in the dirt, 1-0 here. This is game 17 out of 45 on the entire season. We'll be bringing you every single one here on KCNR 1460 and streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Come on down to the ballpark, just $5 a ticket. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Great crowd here already. Every seat in the shade at first pitch here at 7:15. Here's the 1-0 to Anderson. He fouls that one down the right field line. Out of play, 1-1 now. We're in the high 80s here at Tiger Field, but everybody in the shade, we're having a good time. Fans still trickling in here in the top of the second, or bottom of the first, I should say. Here's the 1-1 to Anderson. That ball is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Mulcahy. 1-2 now. Okay, he takes a walk off the back of the mound. Now he comes set. He's ready. Lines and fires. Here's the 1-2 to Anderson. That ball is lined into left. A solid single. That's the first base runner of the game for your hometown 45s. That'll bring up Ryan Williams leading the team in home runs with three. And he's an extra base hitting machine, as we've seen him hit a number of doubles already here as well. Had one last night. Williams 2-for-4 last night with a double, a single, an RBI, and a run scored. He had an RBI and a run scored in that 7-run seventh that made the difference as the 45s won that one 7-4. And Anderson is picked off first base. Mulcahy with a quick throw had him leaning the wrong way, and Williams will lead off the next inning instead as Anderson is picked off. We head to the top of the second now of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima. Maxima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. 0-0 ties the Portland All-Stars. Step in to take their at-bats in the top of the second here. Leading off is Blake Herman against Brandon Lupton. First pitch misses. Second one is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Herman last night 1-for-4 with a single, also drew a walk. 0-for-4 on Tuesday night. That one misses outside now, 2-1. Brandon Lupton at Shasta College, native of Medford, Oregon. And he's been solid for the 45s here. Got a scoreless inning streak going. That's a chopper. Taylor's going to take it on the big hop, and he's going to throw him out. Nice play there by Zach Taylor out of Madera, California. We've been impressed with his glove work thus far this season. Score that one 6-3 on the putout. And with one down, that'll bring up first baseman Trevor Zimmerman. Zimmerman 1-for-5 last night. Had 3 hits on Tuesday. All singles for the Portland All-Stars. One out, and that one bounces in the dirt, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community, creating positive change and a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. Check them out at museconcrete.com for all your construction needs. That's a ground ball to third base, taken on the big hop there by Chase Larson. Alessandro native throws across to Sean Sutton at first, and that's 2 down on the inning. So 2 quick outs here for Brandon Lupton. Score that one 5-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Danny O'Reilly, the right fielder, not in the lineup last night. So here's O'Reilly as the shadows creep across the infield. Lupton, the second baseman, Torioka, and the first baseman, Sutton, in the sun. Left side of the infield in the shade. We'll be under the lights here within the next 30 minutes or so. First pitch is a strike there to O'Reilly. That one misses 1-1 now. Lupton, as we mentioned before, in his last start, 7 shutout innings and a 9-0 win last Friday. Had 6 shutout innings on June 8th as well, so 13 between those two games and a scoreless inning tonight. He's working on a 14 2/3 scoreless inning streak. 2 balls and 1 strike here. That one in there. Nice pitch on the corner with the fastball there from Lupton. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here. Nobody on in the top of the second. Lupton kicks and fires. That's a foul ball. Just barely got a piece of it to stay alive. Is O'Reilly. Catcher tonight, Zach Trueblood. Infield looks like this. Sutton at first, Torres Torioka at second, Zach Taylor at short, and Chase Larson at third. It's a ground ball to second. Torioka takes it, and he throws him out. Score that one 4-3. And another 1-2-3 inning for Lupton. We head to the bottom of the second. It's 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Ryan Williams leading off the bottom of the second here for your hometown 45s as he hits a little number to first base. Taking it is Zimmerman, and a quick one out here. Williams on the cover of July's Enjoy magazine along with Andres Alborjas. Alborjas homered on Tuesday night. Williams leads the team in home runs, so good choice there by the editors of the magazine. Pick up a copy of Enjoy the magazine, July issue, with the Colt 45s on the cover. One out, nobody on here, and that'll come bring up Sean Sutton. You're scoring at home, Williams, three unassisted. And here's Sutton, who on Tuesday night had a double to deep center field in his first at-bat in his Colt 45s debut. 45s would go on to win that game 9-0. First pitch misses here, 1-0 to Sutton out of Seattle University. That one's in there for a strike now, 1-1. Sutton ended up going 1-for-3 on Tuesday with that double, had a run scored and an RBI on a sac fly. So good debut there for the slugging first baseman. One ball, one strike, one out. Mulcahy in the windup now kicks and fires. That ball is very high, 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continuing to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders for all your construction needs. Here's the 2-1. That ball is popped up behind third base, now drifting into foul territory over at third. There is Herman. He's going to make the play. So score that one, a pop out to number 5. That'll bring up Chase Larson. Larson not in the lineup last night. On Tuesday was 1-for-4 with a double and a single and a walk. Also scored twice. The Palisadro native, former Foothill Cougar, fight on Foothill, steps up here with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the second. Mulcahy fires a off-speed pitch in there. Nicely done, 0-1. On deck, DJ Porter, the left fielder. Mulcahy shakes off his catcher, now gets the sign, he's ready. Swing and a miss on a fastball down right at the knees, or slightly below the knees perhaps, to Larson. It's quick 0-2 here. Mulcahy now taking his time, rubs the baseball up a little bit. A lot of different options here on 0-2. Larson right up on top of the plate, and he watches that one below the zone, 1-2 now. You see that a lot these days. Hitters crowding the plate, taking away that outer half, and daring you to jam them inside. And we've seen Larson put a charge into some, and he can get around on that inside pitch. So here's a 1-2. Inside there, off the plate, and lifts up his arms to let it go by. 2-2 now. Chase Larson in the 6 holes tonight. That's a ground ball to third base. Coming up with it is Herman. And a throw down in the dirt as he kind of short-armed it across the diamond. And Zimmerman unable to make the scoop at first. So we'll score that an E5 on the throw. Larson reaches. That'll bring up DJ Porter. Second base runner of the game for the 45s.
for DJ Porter.
Porter not in the lineup last night. Had a double, was 1-for-4 on Tuesday night. And he checked swing, but that one bounces off his bat to the backstop, a foul ball, 0-1. Always felt cheated a little bit when you check swing and it ended up a foul ball because didn't really get to take an actual swing and you still get a strike. On deck is True Blood, Redding, California native. Okay, he in the stretch, now comes set. Checks the runner, and he's ready. That ball is off. Oh, a broken bat as the bat shatters. That's going to get down in second base. Out in short center behind the second baseman, heading all the way to third is Larson, who was running on contact. And it just goes to show, it doesn't matter how hard you hit them, if you hit them where they ain't. Looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow, but a shattered bat bloop single to center field. DJ Porter will take it. Runners on first and third here now. Second hit of the game for Redding. So here's True Blood out of Academy of the Art University. Batting in the eight hole tonight. Not in the lineup last night. Was 0-for-3 with a walk on Tuesday. Two outs for runners at the corners. Mulcahy comes set. That ball is a little bit high. 1-0. On deck, the number 9 hitter, Taylor. Here's the 1-0 now. That's a ground ball to first base, and Zimmerman's going to take it himself. Three unassisted. That'll end the threat. Two men stranded. We're still scoreless, headed into the top of the third here at beautiful Tiger Field. You're listening to KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax. And let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here from beautiful Tiger Field. Still plenty of seats here. Come on by and enjoy the game with us. Absolutely perfect weather for baseball here. We are in the 80s. Every seat in the shade as we start the top of the third, scoreless tie. Leading off for the Portland All-Stars, who have sent the minimum six hitters to the plate against Brandon Lupton. He's retired all six. Four ground outs, a line out, and a strikeout. Everest Webster, second baseman, is going to lead off. He'll be followed by Minky and Henningsen. First pitch in there for a strike as Lupton has been ahead all night. Working on a 15-inning scoreless streak dating back three games. That ball is hit very high on the infield. Taking it at short is Zach Taylor. And making the play. Score that a pop out to number six. One down here. That'll bring up Jeff Minky, the catcher tonight. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults. Hit up MuseConcrete.com for all your construction needs. Our thanks to Muse Concrete for sponsoring the Redding Colt 45s here on the radio. Also big sponsors of football in the fall. So be sure to tune in for that when the time comes. First pitch is a strike here from Lupton, wasting no time as that one's just a little bit below the knees. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Brandon Lupton, at this point, the de facto ace of the 45 staff, as that ball is driven deep to left field. That is way back, and as soon as I say it, that one is off the netting for a home run. Solo shot there for Jeff Minke. And he got both cheeks into that one. 1-0 Portland. And there goes the scoreless streak, but still just a 1-0 ball game here. That'll bring up Henningsen, the DH tonight. One out, nobody on. So first base runner of the ball game is a big fly for Portland. It's 1-0. Here's Henningsen. Takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Lupton right back to work, throwing strikes. Ready and now deals. That's a slow roller to third. Coming in and charging it is Larson. Nice scoop and a nice throw as well over to Sutton at first. Two down now. Score that one 5-3 on the putout. That'll bring up the top of the lineup. Griffin Brandt, the left fielder. One for four last night with a run. Also drew a walk and had two stolen bases. 0-4 on Tuesday night. First pitch misses there, 1-0. Here's Lupton again. And he was ready to wind up. He was winding up and ready to come home. And Brandt had 1 foot out of the batter's box and had asked for time. So Lupton aborts the wind up there. We'll line up and do it again here on 1-0. Gets a sign from True Blood. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. That ball is grounded down the third base line. Larson comes up firing and throws him out. Nicely done. 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. One run across for Portland. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, MuseConcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the third here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Bryce Mulcahy, starter for Portland, ready to start his third inning of work. And leading off the inning will be the number nine hitter, Zach Taylor. Taylor had the night off last night. Went 2-for-5 on Tuesday night with two runs scored and an RBI. He's been a solid addition to the 45s here, both at the plate and in the field. Great glove out there at short by the Madera, California native. He stands in here against Mulcahy. First pitch is outside for a ball. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role here in the Northern California community. That's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. Proud sponsors of the 45s here on the radio. Taylor grounds one between first and second. That's into right field for a single, and the leadoff man is on here in the bottom of the third. Batting in the nine hole tonight, but leading off the third here, and he does what he's done so often in the leadoff spot for the 45s here, getting on at the top of an inning. So we go to the top of the lineup now, and that's Torres Torioka. He's 0 for 1 with a ground out. Ryan Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University, native of Honolulu. Our lone Hawaiian player this year. We've got a helicopter here hovering overhead. That's a ground ball up the middle, a chopper. Going to be a tough play, and it's going to get through. Heading to third, aggressive turn is Taylor, and he's going to get there, and the ball kicks by and into the dugout. So a break there for the 45s as Taylor forces the issue, heading to third on a chopper up the middle that just had, was a seeing eye single, found its way through the infield. Diving second baseman Minky unable to get there, and the throw to third glances off the glove of Herman into the 45's dugout, so Taylor scores on the play. It's 1-1. Good base running there for the hometown 45s. Moving up to second on the throw is Torres Torioka. So a single and a run scored. 1-1 here. And now Cataray talking to the umpires. Not sure what the issue is here. Torioka's already back in the dugout and the run's on the board. I think Cataray is saying that since the ball went into the dugout that Torres Torioka should be allowed to advance to third. He was coming right up to second base as that ball went into the dugout. So, and they are going to award him third base. So Cataray, with one of the rarest things you'll ever see at a baseball game, somebody winning an argument with an umpire. I think you can count on two hands. I've been watching baseball for the better part of 30 years, and I can count on two hands the number of times I've seen that happen. So Torioka ends up at third. Still nobody out here. 1-1 ball game. J.J. Hancock, the right fielder, steps in. Swing and a miss on a fastball right by him. 0-1. Mulcahy with kind of a deceptive motion. He hides the ball for a long time. Hard to pick it up until he's almost at the release point. Swing and a miss on a higher fastball there. That one's slightly out of the zone. Hancock obliges him. It's 0-2. Mulcahy with a slightly more exaggerated windup than San Francisco's Matt Cain, but very similar in his delivery. Not a lot of wasted motion. Swing and a miss, and Hancock is down on strikes, just not picking up that fastball there. Mulcahy is pitching from the sunlight into the shadow, so an advantage for the pitchers here early in the game. So Hancock is out. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson. Runner on third, one down here. And a fly ball or any number of plays could score a run here and give the 45s the lead. That ball down in the dirt on a changeup. Easy take there for Anderson. Anderson singled in the first and ended up getting picked off to end the inning. In an RBI spot here, third baseman Herman even with the bag, as is the first baseman Zimmerman. Middle infielder's back, so they'll sacrifice a ground ball up the middle. They'll sacrifice an out for a run, but going to try and keep Torioka at bay if it's sharply hit to the corners. And now meeting out at the mound between the pitcher, catcher, and manager. Now they're done. Number three hitter, Chandler Anderson, with one out and one on. Speedy Torres Torioka at third. One of the best, if not the best, base runner on the 45s so far here. Okay, he gets the sign from his catcher. Comes set, now he fires. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1 now. So it goes changeup curveball to Anderson, and it's 1-1. On deck is Ryan Williams. And that's a changeup just a little bit inside. 2-1 now. Okay, he comes set. Now he's ready. Here's the 2-1. That ball is a broken bat down the line at third base. Trying to come home is Torioka. And the throw gets by the catcher. As Mulcahy fielded it, a good throw would have had him. But the throw goes right through the glove of Minky there, and he's tapping his chest like, that's my fault. Should have had that one. So Minky, who homered in the top of the third, telling his pitcher, my bad there, cost this team a run here in the bottom of the third. It's 2-1 45s now. As Anderson stands at first, still only one down. Torioka scores, 2-1 Redding. And the number four hitter, Ryan Williams, stands in. He grounded out to first his first time. That was in the second inning. Here's the pitch. That ball misses low and away, 1-0. On deck is Sean Sutton, big first baseman out of Seattle University by way of Boise, Idaho. Pardon me, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Here's the 1-0 to Williams. Swing and he fouls it. Back off the catcher, 1-1 now. You might be able to hear the snow cone machine behind me. I think I'm going to go get one here between innings. Tri-tip, burgers, dogs, you name it. Full snack bar. Great beer selection here at the park. Just $5 a ticket. Come out and join us. We're in the bottom of the third on an absolutely perfect night for baseball at Tiger Field. You're listening to the Colt 45s versus the visiting Portland All-Stars here on KCNR 1460. Snap throw to first, and Anderson is back. One ball, one strike, one out here. You can get the whole schedule on RedingColt45s.com. This is game 17 out of 45 on the season. Here's the 1-1. That ball way outside to Williams. Easy take. 2-1 now. Manager Greg Cattaray's Redding Colt 45s have taken the first two games of this series. 8-1 on Tuesday, 7-4 last night. Okay, he's shaking off his catcher a couple times now. And Williams steps out, takes time. Now he's back in. Taking his lead at first is Anderson now, stretching out a little more. Good size lead over there. Here's the 2-1. That's a foul ball straight back to the screen on a breaking ball. Williams just a little bit out ahead of it. 2-2 now. As I mentioned, this is game three of a three-game series here with the Portland All-Stars. We're going to do it again tomorrow night and Saturday against the Solano Mudcats at 7:15, 6 p.m. on Sunday. So a three-game series against Solano. Looking forward to that one. Here's the 2-2 to Williams. Runner goes, and a ground ball foul down the right field line. So we'll line up and do it again, 2-2. Anderson looked like he had a pretty good jump there, but with two strikes. We'll see if they want to take a chance again here. Runner going, and that ball is flied to right center. Anderson's going to have to come back. Taking it out there is O'Reilly. And Anderson does scamper back to first. So second out of the inning, score that a fly out to number 9 for Williams. That'll bring up Sean Sutton with two outs and a runner on first. Sutton popped out in foul territory to third baseman Herman down the left field line in the second inning. Sutton, a big left-handed first baseman, listed at 6'3", and he's all of that. Snap throw over to first by Mulcahy. Anderson scrambles back. I'll say this for Chandler Anderson. I don't know that he's had one game that he's been in this far this season where he didn't have the uniform and the pants dirty. He's a gamer out there. Mulcahy taking a long time. Runner goes. Sutton grounds it to second. This should end the inning. 4-3 on the put out, and it does. So one run stranded, but two runs across here as the 45s take the lead. It's 2-1. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
2-1 in the top of the fourth here. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball on the radio. One ball and one strike here to Matt Colas leading off the inning. Center fielder struck out his first time in the first inning. It's 1-2 now as a called strike on the outside corner from Brandon Lupton. One run for Portland in the top of the third, two for the 45s in the bottom. Called third strike on a breaking ball in the outside corner. Pretty pitch from the Shasta College Knight, Brandon Lupton. And Colas is set down looking. Second strike out of the night for Colas. That's going to bring up Colin Rubino, lined out in the first inning. He's the beer batter here tonight. If you haven't been down to Tiger Field yet this season, come down and join us. It's just $5 a ticket. If Rubino strikes out here, the first one misses 1-0. Now 1-1 is that one's on the outside corner. If Rubino strikes out here for the rest of this top of the half inning, as well as the home half of the fourth, dollar off beers for all fans here. Breaking ball, and he holds up there now 2-1. Last night, the beer batter obliged two different innings, so a festive night was had by all here. As that one's very high now, 3-1. First three-ball count of the night for Lupton, as he's been ahead of most of the hitters here. That ball's a low and in, and a five-pitch walk with one out here. So Rubino reaches with one down. That's going to bring up Blake Herman. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond our job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community. Muse strives to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Shasta County. That's Muse Concrete and MuseConcrete.com for all your construction needs. Our thanks to them for making Colt 45's Baseball possible here on the radio. One out and one on to Herman. Nice breaking ball there from Lupton to steal a strike, 0-1. Herman grounded out to short in the second. He's 0-1. Rubino takes his lead off first. Lupton gets the sign from True Blood. Now comes set. Runner goes. That ball is lined to shortstop. Nice play by Taylor as he gets a full extension, leaping grab, and doubles off the runner. Another phenomenal play in the field by Zach Taylor. Never gets old. That's a double play to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's still 2-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Chase Larson leading off the bottom of the fourth here for your hometown Reading Colt 45's 2-1 lead for Reading. Bryce Mulcahy, the starter for Portland, getting ready to start his fourth inning of work. Two runs scored in the bottom of the third for Reading. As both Zach Taylor and Ryan Torres Torioka came around to score. 6-7-8 hitters this inning. Oh, and he hit Larson as he ducked down, and that one glanced off his helmet. He looks none the worse for wear, so looked worse than it was, but a hit batsman. Larson will lead off and reach. That'll bring up Porter, the left fielder. So Larson, Porter, Trueblood do it up to start the inning. Porter singled his first time up, 1-for-1. Larson takes his lead off first. Mulcahy comes set, now kicks and fires that ball down in the dirt and kicks away from the catcher, but Larson did not get a good read off as it bounced behind Porter's legs by the time he could see it skip away from the catcher. Minky, he was already right on top of it, so he stays at first. 1-0 here. Taking a long look in, now gets the sign, checks the runner over at first, now he comes set. Called strike there as he drops it in for a strike. 1-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank you for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete for all your construction needs. Swing and a miss there now. 1-2 on Porter as a nice breaking ball on the outside corner. That one just fell off the table. And Porter's down 1-2 here. Nobody out after the leadoff hit batsman. It's Chase Larson now over at first. And now Mulcahy steps off to force Larson back to first. Now he's back on the rubber, ready to go. Gets the sign from his catcher. Big hole on the right side with the runner being held on. Here's Porter. Looking at a 1-2. The runner goes. That ball's down in the dirt. And it's going to be a stolen base over there as the ball skips into center field, but not far enough away to advance. So score that one, a stolen base for Chase Larson. And Porter now with an RBI opportunity, man on second. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Porter also from Cal Baptist University, along with tonight's DH, Ryan Williams. That one misses there now, 3-2. Three players from Cal Baptist on the team this year. Last night's closer, Seth Kanine, the hard-throwing lefty out of Corona, California, picking up the save in the 7-4 victory also from Cal Baptist. So well represented here in Reading this summer. And that's a ground ball up the middle. It's going to be skip off the glove of the second baseman. Larson's going to come around and score without a throw. Porter's got a single and an RBI. It's 3-1 Reading. So aggressive base running there by Chase Larson. Gets into second on the steal. Comes around to score as a hard hit ground ball up the middle. Skipped off the second baseman's glove. And Porter's got a single and an RBI. And that'll bring up Trueblood. Trueblood grounded out his first time. He's 0-for-1. We're under the lights here as the shadows have made it all the way out to the outfield wall. Just the center fielder in the sunlight. Dusk quickly approaching here on a beautiful day for baseball at Tiger Field. That one a little bit high, perhaps outside. 1-0 here on Trueblood. On deck is Zach Taylor. He singled and scored the first run of the game in the third inning for the 45. Snap throw over to first, and Porter just does get back. He was had a little bit of a lean going there towards second, but able to scramble back in time. Being held on at first, big hole on the right side for Trueblood. Third baseman hugging the line a little bit over at third as well. That one very high, 2-0, easy take for Trueblood. Trueblood, a Reading native out of Academy of the Art University. Just finished his junior year up there, multimedia communications major. Part of a three-headed catching monster for the Reading Colt 45s. That's a called strike there now, 2-1, taken all the way on the 2-0 fastball. And Mulcahy, after facing just eight hitters through the first two innings and not allowing a run, has given up two in the third and one in the fourth. Still nobody out here. One run home. Porter at first. Here's the 2-1. Fouled back by Trueblood. It's now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes now. Is that the called strike? Giants with an early game today. Beat Pittsburgh 5-3. Panic had a three-run triple. Albert Suarez went five innings to get the win, his third win of the year. Giants take 3 out of 4 from Pittsburgh, and that's two teams going opposite directions. That's a chopper up the middle. 4-6-3, and Trueblood is doubled up. So nice play there from Portland to turn the double play. Scored that one 4-6-3 on the DP. There's two outs now and nobody on for Zach Taylor. 3-1 45s here in the bottom of the fourth. Brandon Lupton on the mound for your hometown 45s against Bryce Mulcahy. Starting pitcher for Portland tonight, was in left field two nights ago, right field last night, on the mound tonight. And trailing 3-1 here. That ball very high. Taylor watches it go by 1-0. Zach Taylor with an absolutely astounding double play, getting full extension on a leaping grab on a line drive headed towards the gap and then doubled off the runner at first to end the inning. Might have saved a run as that one was going to roll for a while if it got over his head. He's listed at 5'9", and it took every inch of that frame to reach up there and grab that one, an absolutely brilliant play, and it's become commonplace for the slick fielding shortstop here. 2-0 count, that ball's grounded to first, and that's going to be three unassisted to end the inning. One run across for Reading, it's 3-1. We're headed to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReddingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the here from Tiger Lear under the lines, dusk fast approaching. And as Brandon Lepton starts his fifth inning of work, it's 3-1 Redding here as it's a 1-1 count on Zimmerman. Zimmerman grounded out to third his first time up, 0-1. Breaking ball just misses. Looked good there. But a little bit low. Two balls, one strike now. That's a ground ball hit hard to short. Taylor up with it, and a routine play throws him out. 6-3 on the put out there. That'll bring up Danny O'Reilly, the right fielder. He grounded out his first time as well. Mentioned the Giants winning 5-3 earlier today. Bottom of the third, A's up 4-0. Is Kendall Graveman throwing a shutout against the Anaheim Angels. A welcome sight for A's fans there playing from ahead. And here's Danny O'Reilly called strike there. 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. That's a ground ball back to the pitcher, hit hard, and he's going to knock it down and field it. Score it 1-3 on the putout. Two down now. Muse Concrete, dedicated to getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete, proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Our thanks to Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders tonight for all your construction needs. Two outs now, nobody on. Lupton cruising right along. Called strike there to Everest Wesley. Sorry, Webster. Can't read my own handwriting here. He's 0-1 with a pop out. That ball down in the dirt now, 1-1 from Lupton. 3-1 Redding. Just one solo home run for Portland. That's been the extent of their scoring. 45's got two in the third, one in the fourth. That's where we stand right now. That ball also down there now, 2-1. Lupton came into this game with a 13-inning scoreless streak. Extended it to 15 before that solo home run broke it in the third. But he has been absolutely solid here for the 45. That's a line drive down the left field line. It's going to get down. Fair ball. Porter throws to second, and we're going to have a play at second. It is safe as Taylor cut off the throw and fired it to second. Torioka applied the tag, but just a little bit late. So Webster with a double. Two-out double there for Webster. Puts a man in scoring position for Jeff Meinke. He had that solo home run in the third. He would represent the tying run here against Lupton. First pitch, a fastball at the knees. Nice pitch there from Lupton. Kicks and fires. Here's the 0-1 breaking ball. Beautiful pitch as he had him way out in front. Fooled him badly on the curveball, and he could do nothing but wave at it. 0-2 here. And obviously you go after each hitter individually, but when a guy homers off you the last time, it has a little extra competitive salt there. He hits this one to left, carrying, going back, and making the catch on the track. As that breaking ball had some hang time on it, Minky almost put another one out there, but Porter takes it on the wall for the third out, scored a fly out to number 7. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth here. It's still 3-1 Redding. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
3-1 Reading here in the bottom of the fifth. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball here all summer long. This is game 17 out of 45. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Game 3 of a three-game series against the visiting Portland All-Stars. 45s won 8-1 on Tuesday night, 7-4 last night. Going for the three-game sweep here and up 3-1 here as they get ready to take their at-bats in the bottom of the fifth. It's going to be the top of the lineup for your hometown 45s, Torres Torioka. Hancock and Anderson, your second baseman, right fielder, and center fielder. Torioka singled and scored his last time up in the third. He's 1-for-2.
Leading on clear 45.
Torres Torioka out of Hawaii Pacific University. You can follow the Reading Colt 45s on Twitter at Reading Colt 45s. You can follow me on Twitter at NorCal Sports Hour. And every Tuesday at 6, get your NorCal Sports Fix here on KCNR 1460. We talk Warriors, Kings, Niners, Raiders, A's, and Giants, and all your local high school stars. Swing and a miss there, 0-1 by Torioka to start the inning. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We want to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role here in the Shasta County community. Allow Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders to bring their over 30 years of construction expertise to your next project. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. Here's the 0-1 to Torres Torioka. That one a little bit high, 1-1. Torres Torioka, the switch hitter, batting left-handed. We had a chance to talk to him after one of the games last week. He said he's been switch hitting for about a month before the season started here. And you'd never know it as he's been just about as good left-handed as he has right-handed. Check swing there, unable to hold up. Now 1-2 on the 45's second baseman. Mulcahy, the starter, starting his fifth inning of work here. Swing and a miss as that one's down in the dirt. He's going to have to throw him out at first. And he does. So a strikeout and a 2-3 put out. Torres Torioka is 1-3. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock, 0-2 so far. Hancock 1-4 with an RBI and a run scored last night. J.J. Hancock out of Kennewick, Washington, over near the Idaho border, Washington State Cougar. You're starting right fielder tonight. He's been a DH and a left fielder. He's also had a start in center, so he's played all three outfield positions now. On deck would be Williams. First pitch down in the dirt there to Hancock, 1-0. J.J., left-handed batter against the right-hander Mulcahy. That ball's outside 2-0. Easy take there for Hancock. Here's the 2-0 from Mulcahy to Hancock. That ball is fouled out of play. Big swing. And he hits it into South City Park over here. We're in the shadow of the Reading Library here in South City Park near New City Hall at beautiful Tiger Field. If you haven't been down here in a while, come see us. Be amazed at the improvements that have been made to the stadium here. Bucket seating. Every seat in the shade for every 7:15 start. Don't let the heat keep you away from Reading Colt 45's baseball this summer. Coming and seeing these great athletes. That ball down in the dirt and a 3-1 walk there. Easy take for Hancock. He's on for the first time tonight. The one-out walk for J.J. That'll bring up Chase. Pardon me, Chandler Anderson. Chandler Anderson out of Park City, Utah. I want to say hello to everybody out there listening on KCNR1460.com. Mentioned to Chandler, we had two Utah Utes last year, Kyle Hoffman and Tag Baxter, who acquitted themselves well with the bat, and he's holding up that reputation of the Utah Utes. They bring the bats. And for future reference, for future seasons, any players you University of Utah coaches want to send out here, we'll take them in Reading. First pitch misses here. 1-0 on Anderson. A lot of attention being paid to Hancock over there at first by Mulcahy. Checks the runner now, kicks and fires. That ball is popped up very high into shallow left field down the line. Taking it now is the shortstop. And he makes a basket catch. Tough play there as it was down the left field line in no man's land, but a score to pop out to number 6 for Anderson. Second out of the inning. Runner on first now with two down. And that'll bring up Cal Baptist's Ryan Williams, your DH tonight. He's 0-for-2 thus far. Ground out and a fly out. 3-1 Reading here in the bottom of the fifth with a runner on first. For cleanup hitter Ryan Williams, 3 home runs already on the season here. He leads the team. Sean Sutton on deck. He would be next should Williams reach. That ball is driven into right. Well hit down the line. It's going to get down. It's going to roll just about all the way to the wall, taking it on the track, and now kicking around a little bit out there is O'Reilly. And scoring all the way from first. And an RBI triple for Ryan Williams there. And listen to this crowd. Great at bat there by Williams as he just took a pitch on the outside corner and drove it down the right field line. O'Reilly didn't get till it was on the warning track and then unable to scoop it up cleanly. Scoring from first easily is Hancock. That's an RBI triple for Ryan Williams. It's 4-1 Reading. So Williams at third. That'll bring up Sutton. 1-for-3 on Tuesday night with a sacrifice fly and an RBI. Also scored a run. Doubled his first time up. First pitch misses here, 1-0. And he's got an RBI chance here with two down, runner on third. 45s with one run already home here. It's 4-1, looking for more. That's a ground ball hit hard to first base. Zimmerman's going to field it cleanly and take it himself. So that'll end the inning. But one run scored here on an RBI triple by Cal Baptist Ryan Williams. It's 4-1 Reading. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
4-1 Reading here in the top of the sixth is Justin Henningsen, the DH and number 9 hitter. Stands in against Brandon Lupton, and he swings at that one. A check swing, appeal down to first base, and he did go, so it's a quick 0-2 here. Fouled off the first pitch down on the third baseline. Henningsen second base last night, DH tonight. That's a ground ball to shortstop. Taylor comes up with it, throwing, and a 6-3 put out. Well done there. One out. I'll bring up the top of the lineup, Griffin Brandt. He's 0-2, grounded out twice in left field tonight. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse Concrete is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. A bunt down the third baseline and a nice one as Larson charging, and a tough throw to scoop there for Sutton at first base, and the throw was not in time anyway, so a bunt hit for Griffin Brandt. Infield single, runner on first now. Muse Concrete and MuseConcrete.com. Crowd sponsors the Colt 45s here. For all your construction needs, allow them to apply their 30 years plus of construction knowledge to your next project. That's Muse Concrete. One out, one on here for Colas. Runner goes. And it looks like a hit and run as that one glanced possibly off the bill of his helmet. He looked like he was out of the box there in a hurry as soon as he made contact. It was going to be a little nubber out in front of the plate, but ends up being a foul ball. 0-1 here. Runner on first with one out. Brandon Lupton in his sixth inning of work here. Just one run across. And no one count on Colas here. That ball just misses. 1-1. Colas, 0-2. He struck out twice, swinging once and looking once. Trying to avoid the trifecta here. It's one ball and one strike. Lupton, snap throw to first. And back is Brandt. Lupton been solid all season long. He's won each of his last two starts. Renner goes there. Trueblood unable to get it out of his glove. Double clutches, and that's enough time for the stolen base for Brandt. First steal of the night for Brandt. He had two last night. So runner on second now. Count is 1-2. On the center fielder, Matt Colas. That ball is driven out into right, and right at right fielder Hancock, faking a tag and wisely holding up. As the throw from Hancock comes into third. Score that a line out to number 9 for Colas. That'll bring up Colin Rubino, your beer batter tonight. A lot of fun stuff here for us at the Reading Colt 45's Tiger Field here. We've got a beer batter. We've got the frozen fifth where the home team throws a scoreless inning in the top of the fifth. All ice cream is a dollar off here. Runner heading to third on a ball down in the dirt, and he's called safe as Trueblood came up throwing. Larson applied the tag. Looked like the throw beat him. Very close bang bang play, but he's called safe at third. So aggressive base running there by Brandt, advancing on a pitch that didn't skip very far out in front of the plate. His Trueblood blocked it, but the throw just barely behind him. That ball misses now 2-0. Rubino's 0 for 1 with a line out. He's also drawn a walk. Here's the 2-0 from Lupton. That ball down in the dirt as well. Now 3-0. Run around third, two down here. Redding up 4-1. Brandon Lupton in his sixth inning of work. That ball misses, so a four-pitch walk here to Rubino. It'll be runners on the corners now with two down. Second walk of the game for Colin. I'll bring up Blake Herman. He's grounded out to short and lined into that great double play by Zach Taylor. As he put a charge into one, looked like it was headed for the left center field gap, and Taylor leaping, getting full extension and doubling off Rubino off first base to end the inning as he had no chance to get back. First pitch is in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Lupton on the outside corner, 0-1. Redding clinging to a 4-1 lead here. Two in the third, one in the fourth, one in the fifth. Just one solo home run for Portland. Gets you to a 4-1 lead for Redding, as that's a breaking ball just a little bit low, 1-1 now. So many great food items here. Makes me sad I only have a couple minutes between innings. Got some nachos. Good-looking hot dogs here. Had one before the game. That's a ground ball to second. Torioka takes it, and this should end the inning 4-3 on the putout, and it does. So runners stranded at the corners. Lupton gets out of the jam. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's still 4-1 Redding. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Former Foothill Cougar Chase Larson steps in to lead off the bottom half of the sixth here for your hometown 45s. He's reached on an error and been hit by a pitch, also scored one run, and has a stolen base. That ball in there for a strike at the knees on the outside corner, 0-1. Larson led off the fourth, was hit by a pitch, stole second, and came around to score on a single up the middle by D.J. Porter to score the third run of the game. That ball is grounded to short. Big hop and tough play out at short. Nicely done as he stays with it and throws him out. So Larson is retired 6-3 on the putout. That'll bring up D.J. Porter. 2-for-2 with two singles. Also has an RBI thus far. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Redding community. Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete for all your construction needs. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. One out, nobody on here for Porter out of Cal Baptist University. Fouls that one straight back towards my car in the parking lot. 0-1 here. I usually get here early enough to park behind one of the trees in the parking lot out there, but you got to be strategic sometimes. It's 0-1. That ball's down in the dirt. 1-1 now. Got a chance to talk to DJ over the weekend up in Humboldt. He's a Dodger fan, but we won't hold that against him. One ball, one strike, one out here. And a nice pitch at the knees there from Mulcahy, now 1-2. Bryce Mulcahy starting a seventh inning work here. 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. 45s have scored each of the last 3 innings. 1 out, nobody on here for Porter. Here's the 1-2. That ball is a little bit low, 2-2. I mentioned your San Francisco Giants won earlier 5-3 on an early game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, taking 3 out of 4 in that series. Oakland currently leading 4-1 in the bottom of the 4th against the Angels. That's a ground ball to the left side, and Porter hustling down the line as throw was in the dirt from Herman. That's going to be an E5. Unable to scoop it over there. At first was Zimmerman for Portland, so Porter reaches. Score that one on E5. Runner at first for True Blood. Zach True Blood 0 for 2 tonight. First pitch is down in the dirt, bouncing off the plate. Good job there by Mikey. Keep it in front of him. 1-0 here. Sun is set behind us. Dusk is upon us as we are under the lights here at Tiger Field in beautiful Redding, California. Perfect day for baseball. Third game of a 3-game series. Portland trying to avoid the sweep. They're down 4-1. Redding with a runner on first and 1 out. That ball misses. 2-0 now. On deck is Zach Taylor. He's 1 for 2. True Blood looking for his first hit of the night. He's ahead in the count. 2-0 here. Porter takes his lead off first. Mulcahy comes set, now checks the runner, gets the sign, he's ready. That ball is right at the knees, chopped foul by True Blood. 2 balls, 1 strike now. Okay, he now ready with the 2-1. That ball very high as True Blood ducks underneath it. It's now 3-1. He's got a hitter's count. Gets you some scores from around the league. Already mentioned the Giants won 5-3. Philadelphia over Minnesota 7-3. Seattle falls to Detroit 4-5. White Sox beat the Red Sox, or rather lose to the Red Sox, 8-7. Mets fall to the Braves 4-3. And the Cubs lose to Miami 4-2. Runner going there is DJ Porter. This one is fouled back. And off the roof of the snack bar. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. Still only 1 out here. In the bottom of the 6th. 4-1 Redding lead. Number 8 hitter, Zach Trueblood. Big hole on the right side. Runner being held on at first. Herman, the third baseman, hugging the line at third. So plenty of room to shoot out here. 45's catcher, Zach Trueblood, and now he steps out. Got tired of waiting. Okay, he back on the rubber. Runner takes his lead. Gets a sign from Mikey. Now he comes set. Checks the runner. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes again. That's a line drive up the middle into the gap right center. Porter's going to run for a while. He's going to score easily. And coming around, staying at first base is True Blood, a perfectly executed hit and run into the gap. They get the ball back in quickly, but Porter scores all the way from first on an RBI single by Zach True Blood. Nicely done for the Redding native there. Single in an RBI. He's 1 for 3. So from Zach True Blood to Zach Taylor, 1 for 2 with a run scored. 45s have now scored in each of the last 4 innings. It's 5-1 Redding. And here's the Madera, California native, Zach Taylor, also a Dodger fan. Won't hold it against him either. We were talking to Mickey Meinhofer last night in the postgame report, and He's from El Dorado Hills, right outside Sacramento. I said, so that must make you a pretty good Giants fan. He said, actually, no, I'm a Yankees fan. And I was flabbergasted. He's only about 2,600 miles west. And that ball's down in the dirt, and it kicks past the catcher, moving up to second for an easy 90 feet is Trueblood. And that'll probably be scored a wild pitch on Mulcahy. Two balls, no strikes now here on Taylor. Now an RBI chance with a man on second, one out. Okay, he checks the runner, now gets the sign, comes set, here's the 2-0. Faking the bunt there is Taylor as he pulled it back. That ball misses now, 3-0. Top of the lineup in Torres Torioka on deck. He's 1-for-3 with a single. He's also scored a run. 3-0 pitch here to Taylor. That's in there for a strike, taken all the way, 3-1 now. Finishing up with some scores around the league for you. San Diego beats Cincinnati 7-4. And the last two games in progress, Oakland up 4-2 on the Angels in the fifth. Arizona up 6-3 on Colorado in the eighth in Denver. Swing and a miss on the 3-1 pitch there by Zach Taylor, 3-2 now. Trueblood on second. He had an RBI single. Advanced on a wild pitch. He's out there with one down. Zach Taylor. Getting ready for a full count pitch here from Mulcahy. First base open. Doesn't necessarily have to give in here. That ball misses and a 3-2 walk. Good at bat there by Zach Taylor. That'll bring up Torres Torioka here. As I mentioned, 1-for-3 with a run scored. He's also grounded out and struck out. So a lot of options here for manager Greg Catteray. Head of the Simpson Redhawk program out there. Also managing your Reading Colt 45s here. We've got two Simpson Redhawks on the team. First baseman Jared Bertotti in the lineup last night. Well, was one relief pitcher, and that's a called strike there to Torres Torioka. Zach Morgan, the relief pitcher. Big lefty out of the pen. 0-1 pitch is a nice changeup down below the zone. Swing and a miss by Torioka. 0-2 now. First and second, one out. 0-2 count on Torioka. J.J. Hancock would be next on deck. Mulcahy trying to keep this one close. It's 5-1 Reading, but they're threatening here with two men on and one out. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that'll be the second out of the inning. So that'll bring up Hancock. 0-for-2 with a walk. He also scored a run in the fifth. The RBI spot here for Hancock. Trueblood at second. Zach Taylor at first. One run already home here. On some nice base running by DJ Porter. And he reaches out and just kind of pokes that one to second base. This should end the inning. 4-3 on the put out, and it does. But one run across, 45, stretch the lead out to 5-1. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
5-1 Reading Colt 45 series. We get ready to start the top of the seventh. First pitch to Zimmerman has popped up down the right field line, giving chase to Sutton, but he's not going to get there. 0-1. Lupton getting ready to start his seventh inning of work here. Allowed just one run, and he's been stellar once again. Wins in each of his last two starts. The Shasta College Knight acquitting himself well here in a 5-1 ball game. He's been ahead in the count all night. No difference here as he's ahead 0-1. That's a ground ball to second base. Torioka takes the routine play and makes it 4-3 on the putout. One down here. That'll bring up Danny O'Reilly. He's 0-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community. Striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults, that's Muse Concrete. MuseConcrete.com. Allow them to use their 30 years plus of experience for your next construction project. Our thanks to Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders for supporting Reading Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. One out, nobody on, and Lupton throws a breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nicely done. 0-1. O'Reilly 0-2. Hits with one out, nobody on here in the top of the seventh. Swing and a miss as he broke him down on the breaking ball. Beautifully done as he decided about halfway through he didn't really want to swing, but his momentum unable to be stopped. So an ugly looking swing through. 0-2 here. Lupton in attack mode. Here he comes. That's a breaking ball, and he threw him the same pitch, same result. Swing and a miss. Three pitch strikeout for Brandon Lupton. He is in cruise control here. Two quick outs in the top of the seventh. Third strikeout of the night for Lupton. That's going to bring up Everest Webster. He's 1-2. Popped out and doubled. Had a double in the fifth. Shows bunt here, but pulls it back. Pitches high, 1-0. NBA draft today. Ben Simmons going number one overall to the Philadelphia 76ers. This ball is driven out to center field. Settling under it in there. Center field is Anderson, and he's going to make the play. So a two-pitch flyout and a quick 1-2-3 for Brandon Lupton. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning stretch time here at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, down in Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the seventh here, Chandler Anderson leads off, grounds it to second base off the new pitcher for the Portland All-Stars, Sawyer Medlin. And score that one 4-3 on the putout. It's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters. Anderson, Williams, Sutton this time through the lineup. In the home half of the seventh, Ryan Williams, your Enjoy Magazine July cover boy. They had a nice spread on the 45s. Definitely check out Enjoy the Magazine. Here's the side-arming right-hander, Medlin. Fires a strike there to Ryan Anderson. Sorry, Ryan Williams. Still on Chandler Anderson there. Williams with an RBI triple. He's 1-for-3. That was in the fifth inning. Now one ball, one strike, one out. And wasting no time, Medlin right back in the windup. Here's the 1-1. That ball down low, 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community. We thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. That ball is driven out into the gap by Williams. It's going to get down for extra base and bounce off the wall. He's cruising into second, and he's going to stop there. So a one-out double for Ryan Williams, his second extra base hit in as many at-bats. A triple down the line in right, and now a double into the gap in right center. Another loud extra base hit for the Cal Baptist outfielder. So here's Sean Sutton, the first baseman. 0-for-3 so far tonight. He's popped out, grounded out, and grounded out once more. In an RBI spot here with one out, runner on second. 45s have scored in each of the last four innings. Two in the third and one each in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. It's 5-1. Sidearmer slings it in there. It's outside, 1-0. Medlin, almost a classic sidearmer. He can do a couple different things with movement on that ball. Pretty good velocity, too. Here's the 1-0 to Sutton. Kicks and fires. That ball is in there for a strike. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out. Williams at second in a 5-1 ball game. Redding has staked starter Brandon Lupton that 5-1 lead, and he's been solid with 7 innings of one-run ball. Activity down the 45's bullpen, so we'll see if he comes out for the 8th or if that'll do it for him. Looked like an off-speed pitch there, just missed outside by Medlin. 2-1 now. Nice breeze here blowing from left to right. As we are at dusk, we are under the lights here at beautiful Tiger Field. In the shadow of the Redding Library here at South City Park in Redding, California. Here's the 2-1 to Sutton. That ball misses as well outside. 3-1 now. Good eye being shown here by the Seattle University. All first team WAC first baseman, Western Athletic Conference. Hitting in the 5-hole here tonight. Here's the 3-1. Hitters count. And he fouls that one back right over my head. And he kind of sucks his bat. Knew he had a good one to hit there. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. First base is open, so he doesn't have to give in necessarily. Williams at second. Looking to add another insurance run. Just one down here. Full count pitch. That ball is reached out and fouled. Sutton just defending there. That one was tailing low and away from him, from the right-hander. Did well just to spoil it foul. This is a third game of a three-game series against these Portland All-Stars. Redding won 8-1 Tuesday, 7-4 last night. Going for the sweep tonight, up 5-1. Here's another full count pitch. That ball is grounded hard down the first baseline. Foul. We'll line up and do it again one more time. 3-2. This is game 17 out of 45 on the season. You can get the entire schedule at RedingColt45s.com. Coming up in July 11th, 12th, and 13th, Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp. Did one earlier this month, the 13th through the 15th of June. Another one coming up in the 11th through the 13th of July. So definitely get your Little Leaguers and aspiring Colt 45s to come out here and play and learn from the boys of summer here. That's a snap throw back to second base, diving back as Williams. Lucky that one didn't end up in center field as the shortstop had to dive to keep it from getting past him. Medlin now comes set. He's ready with another full count pitch to Sean Sutton. This has been a good battle here. Still only one down here. That ball is driven into left center field, and it looks like it's going to be playable in left for Brandt, and it is. So a line out to left for Sutton. Score that line out to number 7. That's going to bring up Chase Larson with 2 down now and a runner on second. Larson officially 0 for 2. He's reached on an error and been hit by a pitch. Also grounded out. Stole the base after being hit by that pitch and eventually came around to score a run. That was the third run of the game in the fourth inning. To make it 3-1. Score currently stands at 5-1 Redding. 2 outs, runner on second here. And we've got a balk as Ryan Williams dancing around out there at second base and Medlin balked, and the home plate umpire called it, so Williams advances to third now for free. And he's just 90 feet away from adding another insurance run. Chase Larson looking to drive him home here. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat, very high to Chase Larson. 1-0. Good crowd here tonight on a perfect day for baseball. Could not ask for better weather. We are under the lights here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, on the west side. Here's the 1-0. That ball is driven deep to center field, very high. Now it's going to be playable. Several steps in front of the track, and that'll end the inning. Fly out to number 8 if you're scoring at home. No runs here as the 45s failed to score for the first time since the second inning. Score remains 5-1. We head to the top of the 8th. You're listening to the Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 14-6.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the eighth here, new pitcher for the Redding Colt 45, so that'll close the book on Lupton. Seven innings of one-run ball. He's in line for the win here. It'll be his third consecutive start with a win. He's been stellar. New pitcher is Billy Fogle, right-hander. Number 37. He comes in to pitch the eighth. Due up for the visiting Portland All-Stars, the 8-9-1 hitters, Mikey Henningsen and Brandt. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Redding community here. Allow Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete to use their over 30 years of construction experience for your next project. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of the Redding Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. That's Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete. Leading off is Mikey here against Billy Fogle. First pitch very high. Back to the screen is adrenaline pumping here for Billy.
From Houston, Texas, number 37, Billy Fogle.
Billy Fogle, a Texas native. I want to say hello to everybody out there in Texas listening on KCNR1460.com. You can listen to every game streaming live, get the entire schedule on ReddingCool45s.com. You can listen to every game here on 1460 all season long. This is the third game of a three-game series. We've got another three-game series starting tomorrow night against the Solano Mudcats. They'll have a 7 p.m. start Friday, Saturday, and then a 6 p.m. on Sunday. So 45 is looking for the three-game sweep here on Portland, up 5-1. Billy Fogle now down 3-0, still looking to find the strike zone. And he cannot as he issues a leadoff walk here to Mikey. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Henningsen. He's grounded out twice, 0 for 2. Henningsen, the DH tonight. He was at second base last night. Top of the lineup and Brandt on deck. No outs, runner on first after the leadoff walk. Fogle in the set, kicks and fires. That ball is fouled out of play down the right field line, giving chase is Hancock, but he's not going to get there. 5-1 Redding here in the eighth inning. Number 9 hitter for Portland. Trying to get a rally going here. Leadoff walk. Here's the 0-1 from Fogle. He kicks and fires. That ball misses outside. 1-1 now. Get you an update on your A's score. Middle of the sixth. A's 5, Angels 2. Three-run home run by Marcus Semien. As he and Chris Davis have been the twin power threats for the A's this year. they can get J.J. Redick back, keep Danny Valencia hitting, they might be able to climb back into the wild card race. Is Texas running away with the West? Here's the 2-1 from Fogle. That's a chopper right out in front of the mound. Charging it is Fogle. He's going to take it barehanded, throw to first. That's his only play. First out of the inning. Score that one 1-3 on the putout. Nice play by Fogle. So Henningsen is retired. Moving up to third is Mikey. That'll bring up Griffin Brand. He's 0-3. Pardon me, 1-3. He also has an RBI and a stolen base. Runner on second with one down. Fogle fires a little bit low. 1-0 here. One-oh pitch from Fogle forthcoming to Brandt. That one also misses outside. 2-0 now.
Now, fans, I'm going to read off a bunch of names. If your name is called, go over there to the Foothill Travel Club. You guys are raffle winners.
Cold strike there on 2-0. Now it's 2-1 from Fogle. We're in the top of the eighth. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Cole 45's baseball. Two balls, one strike. One out, runner on second in a 5-1 ball game. Your hometown 45s in the lead. Billy Fogle trying to throw a scoreless eighth. Fouled back there by Brand. It's 2-2 now.
Joe R. on your ticket. Come on over there. We've got a few prizes to wait for you. Brenda, Easton, Alexandra, Dr. Carino.
2-2 now. Here's Fogle. Gets a sign from True Blood. Now comes set. Checks the runner at second. Now ready. Comes home. Here's the 2-2. That ball just misses. 3-2. Very close. Recap your round one of the NBA draft. Sixers take Ben Simmons out of LSU, number one. Lakers take Brandon Ingram out of Duke, number two. Boston Celtics pick Cal Berkeley's Jaylen Brown, number three. Kind of a surprise there to see him go number three. But congrats to the former Cal Bear. That's a line drive sinking fast and right coming on as Hancock. He's going to make the play on the run. Nicely done. As that ball was kind of served out into right center, and Hancock, covering a lot of ground, makes the play. Score that one, a line out to number nine. Two down now for Colas. Runner still out there at second. So Fogle, after a leadoff walk, has bounced back to get a ground out and a line out. Your Sacramento Kings drafted Georgios Papagiannis, a center out of Greece. And I can just see the Papa John nicknames already formulating in fans' heads. First pitch is a strike now from Fogle to Colas. Popped up down the right field line. Going to be a tough play. No one's going to get there. Giving chase is Hancock. Good effort, but at least strike two. Sacramento Kings also had the 28th pick in the draft. They picked Scal Labissiere, power forward out of Kentucky. Considered to be a kind of a high upside guy. I'm surprised that he would go that low in the draft. Damian Jones, the center from Vanderbilt, the first pick of the draft. Number 30 overall for the Golden State Warriors. So they go with a center in round one. That ball down out of the zone now, 1-2 to Colas. Here's the 1-2 from Fogle. Called strike three, he got him. And that'll end the inning. So a strikeout of Colas strands the man at second. Score is still 5-1. We head to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the eighth, here's the 45s get ready to take their at-bats up 5-1 in what will probably be their last at-bat of the night, barring a comeback in the top of the ninth. And we've got a birthday party here at the field. And no shortage of lung power on the kids here in the stadium. And there you have it, 5-1 here. Leading off is going to be DJ Porter, 2-for-3 tonight. He also scored a run with an RBI.
DJ Porter.
Medlin getting ready to start his second inning of work here through a scoreless seventh. Sidearmer steps in against Cal Baptist, DJ Porter, and he swings and misses on a fastball there, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community. We thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete. Proud sponsor of the 45s here on KCNR 1460. That ball is driven deep to left center. It's going to bounce off the base of the wall and skip back towards center field. Porter's going to have at least a double. He's rounded and headed towards third. Here comes the throw. He is safe at third. Very close as Herman applied the tag, with the ball came loose from his gloves. So great job there by DJ Porter, an RBI triple. To lead off the game, or lead off the inning here, have a night, DJ Porter, 3-for-4, runs scored, and an RBI, and he stands on third with nobody out here. Prime to score another run. Second triple of the night here for the hometown 45s. And that'll bring up Zach Trueblood. And he grounds this one softly to third. Infield is in, and Porter's going to stay put. Score that one 5-3 on the putout. Runner cannot advance. So Trueblood is now 1-for-4. That'll bring up Zach Taylor. 1-for-2 thus far. He's got a single and a run scored. He's also drawn a walk.
Now that is for the 45s. From Cal State Monterey Bay, shortstop Zach Taylor.
There's Zach Taylor out of Cal State Monterey Bay. Infield now brought in with a runner on third, just one out in a five-run ballgame, trying to keep the lead at four to have any hope of a comeback here in the top of the ninth. Taylor watches that one in there for a strike. 0-1. Just got a nice note from all the folks down at Record Searchlight here, saying great job, keep up the good work. Our thanks to everybody down there at Record Searchlight listening to the 45s here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Here's the 0-1, and Taylor watches it outside, 1-1 now. One ball, one strike, one out to the number 9 hitter, Zach Taylor. Singled and scored in the third, grounded out in the fourth, drew a walk in the sixth. He's 1-for-2. He's got a nice RBI chance here with Porter at third after the leadoff triple. See if he can slap it past the drawn-in infield. That ball gets past him, gets past the catcher, and it actually bounced off the leg of the umpire, so a break there for Portland as that one stays within a few feet of the plate. Porter got about 20 feet down the line, changed his mind wisely, scampered back to third. It's 2-1, 2-1 here. Taylor's had a great night in the field, had an absolutely dazzling double play. He can add an RBI to his line here tonight. Fouls that one back out of play over our heads in the booth. On the third base side now, 2-2. Game three of a three-game series. 45 is trying to close out the three-game sweep here. This is game 17 out of 45 on the season. Get the whole schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. And every game is right here on 1460 AM Reading and KCNR1460.com, streaming live all around the world. Here's the 2-2. And it looked like a changeup there or perhaps a curveball. He changed speeds on him but misses outside. It's a full count now. And now Minky's going to head out and talk to his pitcher.
Would it be too much to ask if we could make up our minds?
So Medlin came in the seventh through a scoreless inning. First inning, the 45s hadn't scored since the second. They got two in the third and one each in the fourth, fifth, and sixth. It's 5-1. Zach Taylor now with a full count. Catcher takes his position there, and we're ready to go. Infield brought in here. One down. DJ Porter on third. Medlin comes set, checks the runner. Now he's ready to go. Here's the 3-2. That ball is lined out into center field. It's dying fast, and it's going to get down. That's a single and an RBI for Zach Taylor. Make it 6-1, Reading. Still only one down here. Nice at bat there by Zach Taylor to battle and just fight that one off into center field. And a bloop dropped about 15, 20 feet behind the second baseman. No chance that the infield brought in. So score that, a single and an RBI. Torres Torioka now comes up with a runner on first. Middle infielders playing for the double player. Taylor being held on at first. Big hole on the right side. First pitch to Torioka. That ball is grounded to second. 4-6-3. Double play. They got him. And it had to be perfect to get the speedy Torres Torioka, and it was. So score that one. 4-6-3. One run across here for the 45s. They head to the top of the ninth. It's 6-1. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the ninth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. 6-1 Reading. Billy Fogle starting his second inning of work. He'll try to close it out here in the top of the ninth, and that's a called strike. Off to a good start here. Leading off is Colin Rubino. He's drawn two walks and lined out. He's 0 for 1 officially. First pitch in there for a strike from Fogle. Pass ball at the knees. That ball down in the dirt now, 1-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And for Muse Concrete for giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults, it's Muse Concrete. Check out MuseConcrete.com for your next construction project. Allow them to apply their over 30 years of construction experience to your next project. That's Muse Concrete. Proud sponsors the Colt 45s as well as high school football in the fall here on KCNR 1460. That pitch very high now, 3-1 to the leadoff man, Rubino. 3-4-5 hitters for the visiting Portland All-Stars here due up in the ninth. It'll be Rubino, Herman, and Zimmerman. That ball is flown out to center and coming on now, and that ball is going to get down and bounce in front of Ryan Williams. As off the bat, he kind of froze, wasn't sure how well it was hit. Then it started to die quickly. And about 15 or 20 feet out into center field, it falls between the shortstop and the center fielder. Pardon me, that's Chandler Anderson out there. Your DH tonight is Ryan Williams. That's a leadoff single there for Rubino. He's now 1-for-2 with two walks. So here's Herman 0-for-3. He's grounded out twice and lined into a double play. Fogle hit him on the leg. So too far inside there from Billy Fogle. And now we've got runners on first and second with nobody out after the hit batsman. 45's up 6-1 here. That'll bring up Zimmerman. 0-for-3 so far tonight. He's grounded out all three times. Had three hits in the game on Tuesday. Just 1-for-5 last night. 0-for-3 so far tonight. So he's been kept in check by Brandon Lepton and Billy Fogle thus far. That ball is lined right at the first baseman. Sutton and scampers to first and tries to get Herman, but Herman barely able to dive in front of the tag. So nice job there by Sutton. Catching that one almost in self-defense. Scored that a line out to number 3. One out now. As Zimmerman's got to feel a little snake bit. He made a good at-bat there. Didn't try to do too much of the pitch. Went with it to right field. Hit a line drive, but it was an atom ball right at the first baseman, Sutton. So one out now. Runners on first and second. That'll bring up O'Reilly. O'Reilly 0-for-3 tonight. First pitch a little bit low, 1-0. A reminder, we've got another game tomorrow night at 7:15, the visiting Solano Mudcats. That'll be game one of a three-game series. We'll do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday with a 6 p.m. start time. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Here's the 1-0 from Fogle. That's a line drive. Oh, that one actually gets over the head of Sutton, so almost the exact same spot. Good job by Hancock there, firing it back in. That ball was hit well, so unable to score from second. Is Rubino. He advances to third. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Base is loaded now with one out. After the single by O'Reilly makes him 1-for-4 tonight. Here's Everest Webster. He's popped out, doubled, and flown out. 1-for-3. And the Natives getting a little restless here as a 6-1 lead now in jeopardy. One down here. Tying run still in the on-deck circle. With one down in the top of the ninth. Texan Billy Fogle on the mound. First pitch is in there for a strike at the knees. Very close. But it's a strike 0-1. Comes set now, checks the runners. Pitching from the stretch with the bases loaded. Here's the 0-1 from Fogle. That ball is a line drive just over the head of Taylor at short. And that's going to be a one-run single. Bases will stay loaded with one out. It's now 6-2. As Webster just kind of served that one out into left, didn't try to do too much with it. Oh, it's a one RBI single. He's now 2-for-4. Scoring is Rubino. Herman over to third. O'Reilly to second. That's going to bring up Mikey. He homered in the third off of Lupton to open the scoring. That was their lone run until that hit just now. No runs between the third and the ninth, but it's 6-2 here. Mikey represents the tying run with one down here. Activity now down in the bullpen. For the 45s, it's lefty Seth Kinnean. He had the save last night in the 7-4 victory. Out of Corona, California. Here's the 1-0 from Billy Fogle. That's a ground ball to short. 6-4-3, and that's the ball game. Beautifully done. Taylor to Torres, Torioka to Sutton, and that'll end the ball game. 6-2, your final score here. 45s, we get the three-game sweep on the Portland All-Stars. Good guys win. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45's postgame show.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45 Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
Marvel is an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We're back here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you a KCNR 1460s presentation of Colt 45's baseball. 45's finish out the three-game sweep tonight with a 6-1 or 6-2 victory, I should say. And our Colt players of the game tonight, Cal Baptist's DJ Porter, who went 3-for-4, 2 runs scored and an RBI. And Brandon Lupton, who went 7 innings, giving up 1 run and getting his 3rd consecutive win here for the 45s. First, we're going to talk to DJ. And DJ, 3-for-4, and they never did get you out, is the one that's you technically didn't get hit. You reached on error and scored that time, too. So when you're in the 7-hole tonight and you got all kinds of production from the bottom of the lineup there, as you, True Bud, and Taylor all had it going, guys scored in all but 3 innings there. It seemed like you either had guys on base or were threatening just about every inning. Tell us about those 3 hits you got tonight.
I don't know, just really relaxed tonight. I would say, Brandon pitched really well, too. So when you have both sides going like that, it's easy to get in a nice rhythm for the whole game.
45s broke through in the 2nd inning and were ahead the majority of the game. As Lupton allowed just 1 run through 7. So when you're playing from ahead, you can kind of, the pressure comes off, you can relax, you can be more selective up there, don't have to worry about hitting in a 2-strike count. And you responded with a 3-for-4 game, 2 runs scored, as I mentioned, on base 4 times tonight, and an RBI as well. You had a triple in that 8th inning. In the box score, they all looked like line drive. You had one that was kind of a bloop out there in the outfield. Still counts as a hit, but it's got to feel good to square up that triple. And you just about got that one out of here. A smaller park, that would have been a home run.
Yeah, said it's easy to play relaxed when both sides are going well. So that felt good for sure, especially the bottom of the lineup getting all the production we got.
Absolutely. Anybody you'd like to say hi to back home or down at Cal Baptist?
Yeah, my parents got mad at me last time I did this interview. I didn't give them a shout out. So hi, Mom and Dad. Hi, Tyler and Trent as well. Love you guys. I miss you guys.
A lot going on here. Don't be too hard on him for getting Mom and Dad. He's been a player of a game a couple times for us here, and this is game 17 out of 45, so plenty of time to make more appearances here and make sure you get all your shout-outs in. Don't want to get you in trouble here on KCNR 1460. That's DJ Porter again, 3-for-4 tonight, 2 runs, and an RBI in the 6-2 victory here. We're going to welcome in our co-player of the game, Brandon Lupton, here. 3 consecutive wins for you. You had a 13-inning scoreless streak coming in tonight and took that into the 3rd, ended up giving up 1 in 7 innings. So, I mean, it's hard to say, is it a letdown if you give up a run in 7 innings and get the win? But you've set the bar so high for yourself. Well, what can you tell us about tonight's start? It looked like you were in command pretty much all night.
Definitely. All the pitches were coming together well, and I was hitting my spots. It's just one fastball up in the zone, and that's what can happen to you, especially at this division. So I think all of our guys, like, through our lineup, are hitting the ball well, and they all like to hit, and we do not like to be behind. We always want to get out and start, have a fresh start and come out and hit the ball well, and when the pitchers can throw strikes and get outs and keep them from scoring, it definitely helps our batters.
45s with runs in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and only had 3 innings where they didn't get at least 1 run tonight. 6-2 final here tonight. Your winning pitcher, Brandon Lupton, out of Shasta College, pitching for the hometown 45s here on the summer. 3rd consecutive win here. Again, 7 innings of 1-run ball. And I'm looking at your line here. You got 3 strikeouts, 2 walks, just 3 hits, only 5 base runners in 7 innings. So an impressive, efficient outing there. It looked like, seemed like you were ahead 0-1 and 1-2 on just about everybody tonight. I think, I don't even remember you going to a 3-ball count till about the 4th or 5th inning. But looked like you said, all the pitches working out. You had them off balance, looking for changing sight lines. And 3rd consecutive win, you had one over the weekend up in Humboldt. A little bit cooler up there than it is over here, but a nice day today. Not quite as hot as yesterday. But anybody you want to say hi to back home or listening on the radio here?
Yes, sir. I'd like to give a big shout-out to my mom, Denise, my dad, Bill, and my brother and sister, Anthony and Jocelyn.
Absolutely. So well, that's once again, that's Brandon Lupton, your winning pitcher of the night. 7 innings of 1-run ball, just 5 base runners in 7 innings as the 45s get the 3-game sweep over the Portland All-Stars. We start another 3-game series tomorrow night against the Solano Mudcats. We've got a 7:15 start tomorrow, Saturday, and then 6 p.m. on Sunday for the getaway game. You can get all those games here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Once again, your final score 6-2 for my engineer, Jared King, and everybody here at the stadium putting together this 45s broadcast for you. I've been Kyle DeFore. Again, your final score tonight, 6-2. Tune in tomorrow night at 7:15, same 45s time, same 45s channel. Let's do it again. 3-game sweep against Portland. We do it again tomorrow night against Solano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Britain stays in, it's the European Union is a disaster. You cannot sustain the EU, particularly the way that it's going. And Forbes makes some really great points in here, because the idea, and I just mentioned it, this idea that you can have just, you know, immigration, open borders, and you have different states within the EU, different entities within the EU, that some are incredibly generous with welfare and others not so much. It's completely unequal across the board. And you can't, they write, it's possible to have unequal welfare states without free immigration and sustain it. But that's, no, I mean, it's you can't. You can't do this. They said that that this is one of the, I mean, this is why a lot of people are really considering leaving the EU. And their votes today. So, and I'm not quite sure what they're, where, I wouldn't want to stay in the EU, because Britain is, I mean, Britain's a great country. Why would you want to be hunkered down, especially with some of these other countries that are having difficulty in just simply keeping up? I don't know, but this is the first time they've ever had like a referendum on this, as to whether or not they're going to leave, whether or not they're going to stay. I was looking at some of the latest polling on this too. Because some people have been asking about exit poll. I have no idea. But it's decision time as to whether or not they're going to stay, whether or not they're going to go. And it's going to, it would leave, it would be a huge pronouncement. It would be huge if they left. I hope they do. I mean, I don't get to decide it. I would, Kane, you'd go for Brexit, wouldn't you? You would want to stay in the EU.
I've been seeing a lot of the opinions on it. And it is, you know, it's almost like they're fighting for their freedom, too.
Completely. I completely agree with you totally. And this, for everybody who says, well, Dave Cameron, you know, he's a conservative. He's a conservative. Not. I mean, they're so far left Democrats. Some Democrats would be considered conservative, but he wants to stay. He is like, he's all about staying in the EU. So in looking at some of the polling, the last was Brexit was on May 12th, Brexit was 51, Remain was 49. And then continuing to look, I don't ever think in looking at some of the polling, it's been incredibly close the entire time. But I don't think stay ever beat leaving in any of the polling. But, you know, who knows? I didn't look at any of the crosstabs for it. I don't know any of the information about it. Who knows? What would happen with that? I hope they go, though. I really do, so that they can control their borders and they don't have to bow to this like open border nonsense just to satisfy the EU. I really hope that they go that way, but we're going to continue watching it, because that's, I mean, it could be their total, it could be their total 4th of July, their independence as of such from the EU. And there's so much bureaucracy in the European Union. And here's the other thing, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on in the United States, even though we've been losing it bit by bit, is that we are able to decide things at a local level and we can have impact. We get to vote in what happens nationally. You know, there are decisions made about the country that affect the country. We get to just determine those actions because we can vote. Well, when you have the EU, you don't get that. You don't get that. So British people don't have that same, they don't get to have that same effect legislatively. They don't get to have that same effect through their government, because you have this governing body of people that they didn't elect in the EU. You have that. And so that's a huge problem. I wouldn't want to cede control like that over some sort of unelected body that gets to make decisions that affects, you know, my life and affects where I live. I don't think anybody would. And that's that reason alone. I mean, we could talk about the corruption and the bureaucracy and the ridiculousness, and really, I think it's just failing the EU. But that to me is like the big enough reason right there by itself. And so there, I mean, it's so, I think it's too close to call. Every poll that I've seen it's literally only been apart by like three or four points and within the margin of error. So I have no idea what's going to happen, but I think people should in the United States definitely should pay attention. I'm stoked that it's gotten this far, and I'm stoked that there are this many people that would actually that are actually in favor of leaving the EU. I think that's great. Because you just sort of think, especially when you see some of the Islamic fundamentalism and like just the stuff in Luton and everywhere else. And yeah, you hear the stories and I don't know. Kane makes a great point. Make it, Kane. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, remember when people used to really cherish sovereignty? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
I mean, this the idea that you cannot directly impact the people representing you, or that they're even really representing you. I mean, can you imagine if the United States was in something like the EU? I mean, and with Canada and Mexico, and you wouldn't be able to vote for the people that are ultimately making decisions that are affecting the country. That kind of sucks, right? I mean, that's the stuff that, I mean, we went to war over independence for that. So good for them. Because this is that, like, this is sort of, I mean, without the war, but this is sort of like a revolution of sorts for them. To get out of the EU, although they're going to try to be shamed to, they're going to shame them to stay in it. But I'm stoked to see that. So, well, you know, that's a good thing to see. But it's too close to call. It is so close to call. It's too close, way too close. But, you know, we'll see about it. In the meantime, our sponsor for this quarter hour of our program, it's our good friends over at Avant. Look, sometimes, you know, we're in an Obama economy, so what do you expect? And you know that carrying credit card debt is a hassle. You have to pay off bills. You're paying off this. The job market has constricted. And you might be managing multiple payments to make ends meet or to just, you know, pay off some stuff. If you miss a payment because, you know, you open your mailbox and you see all the bills there, if you miss a payment, your interest rates may skyrocket. Here's the thing. Avant can help you take control of all of it. They can consolidate your credit card debt with an unsecured personal loan. You get one loan. You make one fixed payment a month. Just go to avantoffer.com and check your rate. And checking your rate is risk-free. There's no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes and the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So for this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com, enter promo code Dana. That's avantoffer.com, promo code Dana.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The Dina Show. Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-872-5455 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-872-5455 or harvestright.com.
What does it mean to be a patriot? Does it mean you vote a certain way, share common beliefs with a particular group of people? Maybe it means you or someone you know put their life on the line to protect our freedoms. Being a patriot can mean many things to many people. For me, I think of our military men and women being the ultimate patriots, the patriots we can all look up to, young and old, giving us a reason to be proud of what our country stands for. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to serving those who have served us, and one of the many services they provide is representing veterans nationwide so they receive the benefits they are promised. But they don't just help individual veterans or those that were wounded in combat. They help all veterans and their families. Your generous donations are what make it possible. Whether it's a car donation or cash, you can be a part of paying tribute to our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org. Or call 800-935-9941. That's 800-935-9941.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Redding, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
You can't run a country you've never been to. In your bookstores, treat yourself. Treat yourself. Go and get a copy. It's like an Independence Day present to yourself. Love America. But you buy it. You see, it's a good book. You're going to love it. Go and get it. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. And it really gets into really why we are in this position culturally, politically, and in every other way. It's very personal. So go and get it. Go to Amazon. If you go to Amazon, by the way, leave, as you know, you heard me discuss earlier, leave, if you are so inclined, a nice review, because some people are just haters. And they just, you know, they'll be like, I saw you on CNN and you were so stupid. I hate you. I hate your life and your stupid hair, your stupid face. You're stupid. So go and maybe offset it and leave something nice. That's what they do. They go and they're just ignorant. Kane, you've seen it. Have you? You've seen.
Yeah, the trolls are out. They're always out.
Mm. So I was reading this piece about bounty. I saw this story when I was on my way to New York for media for the book, and it says a rogue bounce house flies away and it hits a power line in New York. Like, it flew right into the damn power lines, this bounce house. I guess it had kids in it. I don't like bounce houses because I look at them and I'm like, ooh, it's a fun house for germs. It's so great. It's so fun. But they rented it. These people rented it for a birthday party. This was over the weekend. And it flew up and went right into the power lines. Nobody was inside, thank heavens, but it did spark, and they had to have electrical workers come out and remove the bounce house from the power lines. That's terrifying, because remember the... Yeah, be honest about it. Be honest about it.
Fourth, maybe fifth story I've heard about bouncy houses flying away with kids in it. I mean, what are we... Now, let's have bouncy house control.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, yeah, they're all, seriously, go and look at some of the videos of bounce houses just, like, flying away. It's like that movie Up, but without the old man, and it's just terrified children in there flying away. Because there was one where kids were in it, and it flew up and flew away. That's scary. But I didn't like bounce houses because it's just germs, because kids pick their nose and touch things, and I'm like, oh, they're touching everything in there. I just never, it's so gross. Like, it's all, like, covered with snot and boogers, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, back to my entire point, Wired has a piece about the, I don't care about the physics. They're trying to be like, here are the physics behind why bouncy castles turn into low-altitude aircraft flights. Well, it's because they're big things filled with air, and the air can get in them, the wind can get in them and lift them up. Like that, have you seen the commercials for that sack? It's like the sack for, it's the chair for lazy people. It's like a giant trash bag, and you just fill it with air and tie it up, and you can lay in it. Have you seen it? It looks like a giant, like, bean pot or something. And you can just fill it up with air. It's sort of like that. But Wired had this piece, and I don't care enough about the science behind it, but basically they explain with a bunch of crap I don't care about why that bounce houses fly up in the air. Here's my word of advice to you. Tie it down. Or... alternately, if it's a super windy day, maybe don't get a bounce house. Whatever happened to a good old trampoline, right? Why don't people do trampolines anymore? Are those still popular, or are they like waterbeds and they've gone the way of disco? What's that?
I don't know. I used to love trampolines, but then, you know, I've had friends that got really hurt on some trampolines before, too.
My mom's threat to me was that I was going to break a leg, or somebody was going to hit their head on my head, and it would be like two cracked eggs. I don't know. Like, she would always say, don't do this. Something horrific is going to happen to you, or you'll fall off and die, or something like that. Or you'll fall between one of those springs, and, you know, I don't know. They're pretty safe now. They're like nets and everything, right? Yeah?
Oh, yeah, nowadays, yeah, they got foam, like, coverings on the metal that we used to slam our heads into.
Yeah, I remember the good old days of hitting your head on that spring. Those were fun, right? I mean, it wasn't fun on a trampoline unless somebody had a mild concussion. Yeah, those were great times, yeah. Those have been, now in place of that, it's the bounce houses where people fly up into the air and could die. Because apparently people have died from an airborne bounce house.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a true story. If you don't believe me, let me share it with you real quick. Washington Post... I'm not even kidding you. Had a story about a bounce house that flew up in flew up into the air, and this was in Britain. It was in Britain where they're currently considering Brexit. A 7-year-old girl died when a gust of wind lifted a Toy Story bouncy castle into the air, and it fell back down nearly a mile away. A mile. They said that wind gusts of 20 to 30 miles per hour can dislodge these structures. I guess maybe if you have them tied down. But it blew it a mile away.
I mean, if that isn't a Wizard of Oz story.
It is just like Wizard of Oz. That's really... So I just... And then, of course, some people that Wired says, you know, one reason this happens is poor and uneven regulation. I hope that they're talking like science-wise, not we need government to step in and regulate these damn bouncy houses. Let's go ask Uncle Sam. Stop it. Stop it.
Please.
I just think they're gross. I think they're gross. Like, I don't get into the ball pit. My kids have never been allowed into a ball pit. They've never been in a ball pit. You know why? Because that's germ soup. It's gross. It's basically like you're taking a bath with clothes on and with plastic balls. There's so many ways that can go wrong. I should rethink that sentence. Maybe not. I know it's going to stay. But you know what I mean? It's gross. You're in a pit of balls, and everything's always horrible. Let's go into today's stupidity. Everything sucks, Kane.
Oh, boy. You know, you have a lot. You have a heavy travel.
I'm on minimal sleep is why. And I can hear the thoughts of people out there, and it's all their fault.
You're traveling tonight. I mean, you're going to be in McAllen tomorrow. We're going to have all those.
I'm in McAllen tomorrow. That's right. So come see me in McAllen, Texas, all y'all.
Anyway, so here we go. We've been hearing a lot about this, the gun control and how it's crazy, but in order to get a narrative across, sometimes people have to lie. Let's hear a Democratic representative claim semi-automatic rifles are weapons of mass destruction.
But the idea that they are okay with people who are on the terrorist list having access to guns when they consistently say after the shooting in Florida, the only thing they wanted to talk about was terrorism, well, you would certainly think if you're going to talk about terrorism, the first thing you would want to do is to make sure that terrorists don't have access to weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, my gosh. I hate this storyline.
Oh, my word. I'm right there with you. That's no. How, first off, you know, bring federal charges. We're going to continue watching that. Also, we'll cover the results of Brexit. And make sure if you're in the McAllen area, come out and see me. Details up at the events section on the Dana Show Facebook page. Folks, Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Go out and get your copy today. I hope to see you as I travel the country. I'll be back in Texas. I'll be McAllen tomorrow. God bless, and I'll talk with you then.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. BBC, ITV, Sky News still sticking to their projection that the Leave vote will win in the British referendum issue on EU membership. Current vote results are steady, showing the Leave side in the lead, over 950,000 votes, 58% to 42%. Correspondent Raphael Satter in London says if the final vote holds up, other countries may follow.
As far as the UK is concerned, this will likely lead to renewed calls in Scotland for a referendum on independence, as Scotland is very strongly pro-EU. Within Europe, it may, and indeed probably will, strengthen Eurosceptic movements across the continent. If they've seen that one country can leave the EU, they'll probably reason that perhaps their country can as well.
Global financial markets dived on Friday, shocking investors and triggering jitters across the globe. Tokyo stocks plunging more than 7% and the British pound plummeting more than 10% in 6 hours. President Obama denouncing the Supreme Court ruling that blocks his executive action on immigration. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president said the ruling sets the immigration system back and takes us further from the country we aspire to be.
Today's decision is frustrating to those who seek to grow our economy and bring a rationality to our immigration system.
However, he said border enforcement priorities will not be altered. The president bashed Republicans for the 4-4 Supreme Court tie for refusing to confirm his nominee to the high court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Presumptive GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says he's open to the suggestion of naming cabinet members prior to the November election.
I would think it's no great shakes. I would be inclined to do a lot of it early. You don't have to do all of it, but a lot of it early.
Trump was interviewed on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it! I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Pick up your cell phone now and dial #250 and say the keywords Liberty University. That's #250 and say the keywords Liberty University. Dial #250 and say the keywords Liberty University now. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University online.
Pennsylvania Congressman Shaka Fatah has resigned from Congress effective immediately.
Bowing to pressure from party leaders, the 59-year-old Democrat submitted his resignation just 2 days after being found guilty on all charges in a federal racketeering case. The case centered on his use of federal grants and nonprofit funds to repay an illegal $1 million loan for his unsuccessful bid for mayor of Philadelphia. Fatah also lost his congressional primary in April.
It's correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Ralph Stanley, who helped expand and popularize the bluegrass sound, has died. He was the most recently famous for singing the a cappella dirge "O Death" from the movie "O Brother, Where Art Thou" soundtrack, introduced him to a whole new generation of fans in 2000. Ralph Stanley was 89 years old. You can check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Americans pulled back sharply from buying new homes in May, reversing strong gains made in April as sales fell in the Northeast and West. Bob Agnew has more.
The Commerce Department says new home sales declined 6% last month to a seasonally adjusted rate of 551,000 units. Still, sales are 6.4% higher year to date. Job growth and ultra-low mortgage rates have helped to drive the increase. New home sales have rebounded from the depths of the housing bust, yet builders have focused largely on the upper echelon of buyers. May's median sales price rose 1% from a year ago to $290,400. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Census Bureau says the Asian population in the U.S. grew at 3.4% between July 2014 and 2015, with international migration responsible for the majority of growth. Currently, there are 21 million Asians in the U.S., with Hawaii as the country's only majority Asian state. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dignity Health presents the 10th annual Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, June 25th at the historic Cascade Theater. For 10 years, community leaders have danced to support survivors of domestic and sexual abuse and their children. One Safe Place invites you to join the cast of 2016 as they compete for the coveted Champions Trophy. Get your tickets for the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Record Searchlight, O2 Employment Services, and Simpson University.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Paul Brandmeier's voicemail line.
24 hours a day.
866-JBV-MAIL.
This is Dr. Rosen. In my opinion, Derek Rose suffers with maximus vaginitis, which is to say, he's a big wuss.
I don't know why everyone's picking on Derek Rose, man. We should have known what we got. Look at his name, Rose. You know what a rose is? It's a flower. It's a petite, fragile, little thing that grows out of the ground.
That's what Derek Rose used to do, play basketball. Now he sits around collecting a paycheck.
The only thing a rose is good for is a funeral.
Derek Rose has always been suiting up. He's always been sitting on the bench wearing a suit.
Derek Rose, it's absolutely ridiculous. He's a pansy.
Yeah, Johnny, the problem with Derek Rose is his knee. But it ain't his left knee, and it ain't his right knee. It's his weenie. Sack up. Get that three-piece set adjusted. Let's go.
This is Dr. Rosen with a message for Derek Rose. Man up, biatch.
Let the effect take place. It's awesome. Yeah! Oh, yeah! I mean, look at the headlines. Chicago side, D gone. Derrick Rose traded New York Knicks. D gone.
I didn't think I cared, but, you know, I'm glad he's gone.
Buzz is glad he's gone. I, Johnny B, didn't even know he was still here. Tribune, D end. And in New York, New York Post headlines, Derrick Rose deal makes Knicks fun again. Big, bold Rose Garden. New York! Yeah, yeah. New York Daily News headlines, Rose Garden. That's all it says, just Rose Garden. That guy must have been lazy today. Last night, whenever they put these out, so New York is excited. They're thrilled.
Well, they're going to be disappointed.
They're going to be going.
Be one injury after the next.
Yeah. What do you? I want to go and read the Twitter reaction. Hold on a second.
I mean, I'm not a basketball fan, so I don't really, you know, I'm not like tracking Derrick Rose's career or anything. But when I read last night that he'd left, he'd been traded, I found that I was relieved. I didn't have to think about it anymore.
I don't think about it at all.
Well, you know, it's a
bust out. It's a bust out. Twitter reacts. Here's what people do think about it. The world thinks about it. Along with you, Buzz. Twitter reaction. That trade do anything for the Bulls other than get rid of Derrick Rose? In 2011, whoever thought the Bulls would trade a 27-year-old Derrick Rose to get a younger and more athletic player? Bulls' demise in a nutshell. On the same day, LeBron James celebrates being the native son who fulfills the promise, Derrick Rose exits his hometown without a ring. Ooh. This is great. Then you got a lot of people posting photos, Instagrams, Twitter, social media. A look back at Derrick Rose, the Chicago Bulls' all-time greatest patient.
There you go.
And I'm telling you, it's Rose lying on the floor in the middle of the United Center,
right,
on his side, in the middle of the court during a game.
That's his best look.
A look back at the Chicago Bulls' all-time greatest patient. In 2017, President Donald Trump will be sitting courtside at the Madison Square Garden watching Derrick Rose clank jumpers. This is the time traveler, and a desperate warning for you all. And my favorite one, there's a photo of a closet filled with beautiful three-piece, you know, expensive suits. There's a closet filled with suits, beautiful dress suits. And this guy wrote, "This is a sneak preview of Derrick Rose's new Knicks uniform." Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, that's the best one out there. Stephen A. Smith, a.k.a. Jay Farrell of Saturday Night Live.
Yo, it's Hover. You chilling with Jonathan Brandmeier. Yeah. Get your papers up.
Yeah, Jay.
It's really Jay Farrell. Okay. I'm sorry for deceiving you.
Jay Farrell of SNL doing a little Jay-Z. How about Stephen A.? What do you think about the Derrick Rose situation, Stephen A. Smith?
And listen, the Derrick Rose situation is cool. It's quite easily, clearly, and if you clarify it in the terms of this, Derrick Rose was injured all season last season. Now, can he come back to the Bulls and cause an impact? Maybe he will. But will he throw off the chemistry? Will he throw off the chemistry and tell his physics? Will he do that? Now we'll know when he starts.
See?
But we don't know now. What we do know is that he has not been on that court for a very long time. And what he needs to do is therapy at Planet Fitness. Now, I know Derrick Rose. I know Derrick Rose. And listen, I pay for Derrick Rose's monthly membership to Planet Fitness. So I know Derrick Rose personally, okay? Me and Derrick Rose went to Hawaii last year, and we both went to a luau where we rode on chickens because they got chickens over there all over the place because right. That's how Hawaii is.
They don't even interview him on ESPN. They just let him go like that. They just say hello, Stephen A. Smith, start talking, and they let him talk, and they say goodbye.
They let him talk until he falls asleep.
That is exactly right. Jay Farrell. That's an awesome Stephen A. Smith. Jay Farrell on SNL in the studio doing Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith was wrong 6 years in a row predicting the NBA championship. Let's hear that again. Stephen A. Smith out of ESPN. What did I say?
What did I say?
This is Stephen A. Smith 6 years in a row. I wonder if he predicted the Derrick Rose demise. I wonder if he knew something about Derrick Rose, that demise. I know he always had a take on Derrick. Stephen A. Smith always has a take on everything. Everything. He said something about Derrick Rose. Oh, Derrick Rose is a liar, he said. I remember that. That's...
I don't think it's just a psychological thing. I think Derrick Rose is lying. I think other people within the Bulls organization are lying. I think that there's something that's going on. It's not a tweak here or there, whatever. I don't believe Derrick Rose should have ever been playing this summer.
I like Jay Farrell's Stephen A. Smith better.
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference, really.
It's amazing, really. What did I say? When Stephen A. gets going on a rant, then Jay Farrell, that's where Jay Farrell picks it up. And as they say on ESPN, he talks until you fall asleep. Or he falls asleep. Right. Here is Stephen A., the real Stephen A., predicting the wrong winner of the NBA championship six years in a row. Yeah. Here we go.
I got to give Miami the edge.
The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions.
OKC collectively as a unit is a better team. They'll take Miami out in six games.
The Miami Heat are once again NBA champions.
I'm picking the San Antonio Spurs to win this series.
It's back-to-back titles for the Heat.
I'd probably bet my money on the Spurs, but I use the word probably because, Skip, I'm not doing it.
The Spurs are the 2014 NBA champions.
I'm going with the Cavs.
What? The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions.
I'm picking the Golden State Warriors.
The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
6 years in a row for Stephen A. Smith picking the wrong NBA champion. That's what he did.
What did I say?
And we've got to go through this library. We have now every single Derrick Rose song ever written by you people out there sent to us at brandmeyershow@gmail.com. We're having a clearance sale. We'll send it to somebody in New York. These songs have to go.
Let me tell you of a story about a man named Derrick on that tragic and fateful day. He put millions in his pockets and a big fat contract, went to play in the NBA. He was going up for two when his ACL blew. He was rushed into surgery.
Yeah.
But his rehab kept extending, his absence never ending. Here's the question for you and me. Now will he ever return? Will he ever return? And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride the benches till his contract's over. He's a man who never returns.
Yeah, okay.
Now, will he ever return?
No, don't raise the key. It's not going to help. All right, thank you. We'll get rid of all these as we go on. 844-4-JB-SHOW. Man who never returned. Oh, actually, it is catchy.
He's a man who never returned. He's a man who never returned.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MAT. WeatherTech. Complete protection, completely American made.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive Plus? They're letting everyone try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away 2 free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. 800-281-8770. You heard right. A risk-free free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free gifts, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. You'll get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin-purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. That's 800-281-8770. One more time, ready? 800-281-8770.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Donald Trump bragged because he saw an African-American man in the crowd. The way he said it actually came out pretty weird.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, boy.
He just says things that sound crazy. That's all. It's just crazy talk.
Don't even think about it.
Yeah, don't even think about it. Just come on with that. Where's my African American?
Oh, look at my African American over here.
Where is he? 844-4JB-SHOW. Hey, by the way, there's a new app out. Go to spoil.io. It'll spam a number of your choice with Game of Thrones spoilers. So if you didn't want to tell, like, we can never talk about Game of Thrones because everybody watches at a different time. Oh, the Battle of the Bastards was unbelievable. But if you want to be mean and spoil it, this app will text... what happened on the Sunday's HBO Game of Thrones. That's a great idea for 99 cents. What a waste of money.
There are people out there that I suspect would like to ruin your Game of Thrones experience.
I will not. Don't. Do not even think about doing that to me. If I see a strange number come up, I don't look at it anyway, but I will never look at that one. Never. Who thinks of these things? I got an idea for an app. Why don't we send out spoiler alerts, or not alerts, actual spoilers to people who don't want to hear it. No.
News director, Russ Kilman News.
Yes, I'd rather hear that.
Well, today is the day we're going to find out whether the United Kingdom will stay in the European Union or say adios to the 28-nation bloc. That final nationwide result will be announced tomorrow morning. The race is extremely tight. No one has any idea what's going to happen with the results of this election.
It's very confusing, the whole thing, who stays, who goes, Brexit, as they say, and what...
And what do we care? We have to ask, what do we care? We do care, but I'm not sure why.
I do believe we should care, because possibly it could affect our economy in the long run, but many of the naysayers are saying, well, don't worry about that, just worry about yourself. Your whole country is going to hell anyway. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Worry about your own problems there in the U.S. of A. Back to you, Bud.
And one of the problems in the U.S. of A, of course, guns. The Republicans tried to shut it down, but Democrats nearly... spent a day-long sit-in protesting the lack of action on gun control. They were still going this morning and showed no signs of letting up. In the middle of the night, the House Republicans had sought to end an extraordinary day of drama and what has become a 22-hour sit-in by adjourning for a recess that will last through July 5th. Democrats, however, refused to leave, sat on the floor, and they're still sitting on that floor. At one point during the morning, Nancy Pelosi said the sit-in would continue until, quote, hell freezes
over. Oh, very good, Nancy. Shame. I love when, speaking of Game of Thrones, they were out there on the floor sitting in the House Dems, and they were all yelling, shame. See, that's the thing that's catching on now. See it? Hear it?
I hear it.
Right? Shame. Shame.
That's Game of Thrones.
The House Democrats. We're affected by the Game of Thrones.
That's funny.
Shame. Shame.
That's Nancy Pelosi, by the way, holding the bell.
Shame.
And I forgot who the other person was throwing the poop at the people on the Republican side of the aisle.
Shame. Shame.
I mean, if you're looking at this, you're going, how does anything in this country ever get done? Really? Ooh, shame, shame, shame on you. See what I'm saying? Worry about yourself.
Have you seen this show, Brain Dead, the TV show put together by the Good Wife producers?
No, I have not.
Ridley Scott. Mm-hmm. Well, I watched it for the first time, and it...
Where is Brain Dead? Where can I find it if I want it?
Boy.
Don't worry about it. Brain Dead. Nobody needs to know anymore. That was a stupid question.
Find it on your TV.
Right. In today's world, we just go Brain Dead and shit pops up on my TV.
But, I mean, I watched it, and it's interesting because it intersperses current politics, like Trump and Hillary, into the storyline. And the storyline is that it's an explanation of why everybody in Washington, D.C. has gone crazy. And that, of course, the explanation of the TV series is... little bugs from outer space have gone into their brains and are eating them. And Tony Shalhoub, your cousin, is in it as well.
Shalhoub?
Shalhoub.
Well, I say Shalhoub. He's from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and no one ever said Shalhoub, ever. Ever.
that's how that's downtown pronunciation.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand it. And the reason is, what do you mean? So they're trying to figure out the reason?
It's a comedy, and yet it maintains its invasion storyline very well, and you're sort of intrigued by the, you know, aliens invading. But it's a comedy, so
sounds funny,
and it's very funny. But it's weird to see, you know, it taking place with current politics as the background.
I'll tell you what's weird to see when you see the Democrats. They pull the plug on C-SPAN. They pull the plug, you know. There it is. It's on C-SPAN. You're watching the House sit-in. They pull the plug on the TV so the cameras can't capture this crazy insanity that's going on the floor. And what do? They go up with their apps and they use Periscope, the Democrats. So they're getting into the new world.
Yeah.
And they're showing themselves on the floor. Just shame. Shame. Paul Ryan was throwing poop. Well, no, wait a minute. They were throwing poop at Paul Ryan.
Shame.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So even if, and ESPN, by the way, I mean, excuse me, C-SPAN, first of all, who's watching C-SPAN? And second of all, they just pulled the plug. The White House pulled the plug. The House floor pulls the plug on C-SPAN. What did they get? One call?
I don't know.
I was just watching C-SPAN. I'm noticing they were on the floor. They were all sitting down. And then I didn't see anything else. Is there any other programming coming up? Hello? Hello?
Shame. 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 Shame.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is Brandmeier. Call 844-4-JB-SHOW. The number again is 844-4-JB-SHOW.
It's not just a talk show. It's your show. We don't want the blame.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Yo, no, 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 no. Testing. Hello, 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 hello. Test 1, 2. 844-4-JB-SHOW. You want to move out of the country, the United States of America? I know we're listening. You're listening to us on the stream at BrandmeierShow.com worldwide. What's up, Mozambique? What's up, Tonga? How are you? Ratings are in Tonga, not doing well. I don't know why.
There's nobody there.
Because I don't know what language they speak. I got to get better with geography if we're going to be worldwide. BrandmeierShow.com. We continue streaming when you stop dreaming. 10 safest countries in the world. Safest. Based on... Well, I'll tell you what it's based on. It's based on how safe they are. So here we go. Number 10, Ireland. Now,
safest?
Yes, stop me when you... Right? Number 10, the 10 safest countries in the world. The 10 safest countries in the world. Where in the world can we expect to be safe, says the article. U.S. News and World Report. According to data from... U.S. News and World, the characterization of 60 countries based on a survey of 16,000 people. These are the safest places to go. And I'm going to... Stop me, Buzz, if you think that you could live in one of these places. Ireland.
I could live in Ireland.
Easily.
Knowing that it's...
It's number 10.
It did not used to be safe.
It's number 10. Number 9, Germany. My people, Brandmeier. Drink, drink, please, line, drink.
Very clean.
Number 10, Germany. Number 8, Luxembourg. Number 7, Australia. I'm in. Australia, in. In a minute. We loved Australia. Buzz and I, when we were married in Australia.
Yes, we did.
That was awesome. Austria, number 6, 10 safest countries in the world. Number 5, Netherlands. Number 4, New Zealand. Once again, I don't know what it is. I guess they're so far away. Everybody over there is so nice, friendly, happy. Number 3, Canada. Wait a minute. I will go to Canada. Because I love the fish. Oh, and they got the pike up there. Yeah. You know, they got big pike. Yeah, I'd go to Canada. Number 2, Sweden. And number 1, Denmark. Sweden, of course. Sweden. I'd go to Sweden. I don't know why. I would go to Sweden.
ABBA.
Not just for ABBA.
I'll tell you, the Scandinavians lack a certain sports spirit. You got Sweden rooting for you, you're screwed.
Thank you, Buzz. Here is some news for you if you want to talk to someone in Sweden about living in Sweden, if you're thinking about moving out of this country and going to one of those safe countries we just mentioned. Once again, Denmark 1, number 2, Sweden. You have until Friday, to speak to the people at Sweden. And the number to call is 301-276-0600. Anyone, anywhere in the world can dial the Swede and be connected to whatever Swede is answering at the moment. This is real. Whatever Swede is answering at the moment, you will be able to speak to. And it ends on Friday.
Really?
Yeah,
why? Friday's why? Why is it ending?
Hello, are you... Are you hello?
You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere in Sweden.
And people think this is a bit. It's not a bit.
This call may be recorded.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, wait a minute. They're ringing. I'll tell you why in a second. This phone line, 301.
Seems like such a good idea.
276-0600. Callers have until Friday to talk to a random person in Sweden.
And they've all been very friendly.
Every one of them.
Entertaining. They talk English.
The phone line was launched in April by the Swedish Tourist Association to connect calls from around the world to a random Swede. Hang up. Just keep dialing. Once we get three rings, hang up, dial another one. The random Swede has been so successful, 32,000 Swedes have downloaded the app. 180,000 people from 186 countries around the world have called a random Swede. One call lasted 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Ooh, and that's why they disconnected.
Sweden.
Yes.
You will soon be connected to a random Swede somewhere right. in Sweden.
Right on.
This call may be recorded.
This is such a good idea, though.
A random Swede.
And the who's the guy who talked to for 4 hours? When some of the Swedes are reporting they're having some crazy people call them, so they're worried about that. One guy with a heavy Russian accent repeatedly asked in Sweden where he could buy a vodka. A man in Boston lectured Sweden's willingness to accept refugees, saying that would lead to the country's collapse. See, there's supposed to be a fun line. The Tourist Association...
people are calling Sweden right now. Soon, a random Swede will be ready to take your call.
This ends on Friday. I'm going to keep giving you the number because you can call random Swedes until Friday. 301-276-0600.
And they just got crank calls, bad calls?
A lot of them. I think it just ran its course. The Tourist Association in Sweden records all the conversations to the number and allows people to report problem calls. 68 people in the world have been banned from calling this. And I will have to say, I have not been banned because we are nothing but kind.
Did you know that between 300 and 400,000 moose roam the Swedish woods?
Nice.
Yeah. Hello, this is Thomas.
Hey, Thomas, how are you? My name is John. I'm in the city of Chicago, Illinois, and around the country here on a radio show.
Oh, hello there.
Hello. Your name is Tomas?
Tomas, yes.
No, how do you say Thomas or Tomas?
Tomas.
Tomas. Hey, you're Tomas.
That's the Swedish way of pronouncing it.
Tomas.
Anyway.
How do you say hello in your world?
Hello.
Very good. All right, now, let me ask you. So you know this Dial the Swede is going to end on Friday, Tomas. And what has your experience been so far? Has it been a where do you live exactly, by the way?
I live in the middle of Sweden in a town called Sundsvall.
Okay. Buzz, you ever hear of Sundsvall?
Nope.
Okay. Right, keep going, Tomas. How's your experience? Wait. What time is it? What are you doing right now? What did I wake you? Like, what are... When you've agreed to download the Dial a Swede app, what do you do that would allow you to speak to just strangers at random throughout the course of from April till now?
I just downloaded the app and I filled in my phone number and just one guy has called.
Only one?
One Russian guy. I downloaded it actually like yesterday.
Oh, I see. Do you know that it ends Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't be able to call you on Friday. This is, by the way, Sweden is the first country in the world with its own phone number. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. And a lot of people got a big kick out of it. Let me ask you something about it. So you've always lived there?
Yes.
Okay.
All my life.
And what do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? And what do you do for fun?
I'm a musician. I both work and do music for fun.
Do you? Okay, what kind of music do you? Maybe we could hear some. We're on a radio right now. Do you have some music you could play for us?
Yeah, if you have Spotify or Apple Music, you can listen to my band.
No, no, no. What is the name? Okay, what is the name of your band?
My name, it's Domino Majestic.
Okay, your name of your band is Domino Majestic, and you have music out right now. Are you successful with it?
Not quite.
Or do you make any money on it, Tomas?
Well, some. We play local gigs and stuff like that. So I wouldn't say successful, but we pretty much enjoy it anyway. So it's all worth it.
Okay. So you have fun doing that, and then what else do you do?
I also make music for, like, movies and commercials.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you put, like, the background music to a commercial?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So that you're a musician, you're at home, so you can take a call from anyone at random anytime.
Yeah, pretty much. I work from home.
That's great. Do you like ABBA as a musician? Do you like ABBA? I see that they got together for the first time in 30 years, and I'm sorry to say, but that's the only thing I think of when I think of Sweden and music. I just don't know what else to think of other than now Domino Majestic.
Yeah. Well, we also have Roxette.
Who do you have?
Roxette. They made, like, for Pretty Woman, I think. They made the music, the theme for Pretty Woman, the movie.
Oh, really?
Anyways.
All right, do you know that, by the way, your country is the second safest country in the world? Do you feel that?
Who's the second?
The number one is Denmark. Number two is Sweden.
Oh, of course. Well, I feel pretty safe.
Yeah. Do you have any opinion about what's going on here in the United States regarding guns and gun laws and the shootings and the terrorism? Do you have any opinion about that? What's your thought when you guys go to the you go to pubs? Where do you go? Bars, pubs? What do you do?
Yeah, we go to bars. We don't have any weapons in the bars.
So no weapons.
Nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Feel pretty safe about that.
What do you drink?
That's good.
What do you drink, Tomas?
Well, actually, now we're celebrating the midsummer, so we're drinking, like, seasoned vodka.
Is that what the Russian was calling about?
The Russian was calling about the vodka. When the Russian called, you said, in this dial of Swede, a line that ends on Friday, you said you only got one call, and that was from a Russian. What did the Russian want?
The Russian was actually going for a trip to Sweden, to Malmö, the city in the south of Sweden.
Yeah.
So he was, like, asking, how's the weather?
Well, that's good.
And, yeah.
I believe there are apps for that also. But that's okay. It's better to talk to a real guy. If you were to, you know, so what is your opinion when you look at his, what do you think? Be honest. What do you think about the United States, guns, terrorism over here? What do you think about it? What do you guys talk about?
I'm not really, no, I don't really know about that. But I think it's pretty good to have, like, a few guns, not as much. I think you guys have too much guns over there. That's my opinion.
Right. What do you...
I don't really think about us too much.
You don't think about us. Not, if I were in Sweden, I wouldn't think about us either. I'm playing in a band, Domino. Hey, give me an example. Do you sing a song? Do you sing the music?
I sing.
All right, let's hear just a little. This is your opportunity. You're on a nationally syndicated radio show right now in the United States of America. I'd love to have you sing. Yeah. Here is Tomas from the band Domino Majestic. Let's hear you do something.
Well, here's Tomas Medelheim Melin from Domino Majestic, a Swedish band. And we sing in American accent, actually, or at least we try to.
Let's hear it.
Would you like me to sing something for you?
Yeah.
Okay, I can sing our first single.
Go ahead.
It sounds something like this. At the bottom of the ocean, salvation is at hand. The coast is getting clearer with no sight of land.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going.
That's it.
It's rocking.
I don't mean to stand on the wall and make a sound. Don't care about this function, the kingdom of the drowned.
Yeah, I heard that. It is. It's heavy. So it's heavy metal stuff you're doing, right?
Yeah, it's quite. We're inspired by Tom Waits, actually.
Tom Waits? Oh, you threw me for a hook there. That one went an opposite direction I was thinking. What the hell are you talking about? Really? But why is it that you lose the accent when you sing? I never understood it. Never understood it with the Beatles. Never understood it with you, Domino Majestic, whatever your name is, Tomas. I never understood that, but your accent just disappeared.
When I was singing, did the accent disappear?
Yes.
Well, I listen to a lot of American music, so I guess I listen to a lot of Tom Waits and a lot of Johnny Cash, and I think, well, there's a different part of the brain working when you're singing, I think.
I like it. I think your sound's good. Hold on a minute. I'm looking at the website now. Hold on. Is this you? Looking at Domino Majestic. Are you pictured in any of these videos that we're on? So we just dial the Swede. You can dial the Swede anytime until Friday, 301-276-0600. And we got this guy, Tomas. Sweden's the only country in the world with his own phone number, at least until Friday, so you can get connected to a random Swede and talk about anything as you see. Is that you sleeping on the floor? What is this song called? Oh yeah! Here's Domino Majestic. Yeah! Are you the drummer? Are you the drummer?
No, I'm the singer. I sing and play the bass.
Okay. Hey, Buzz, can you look at the drum set? Hey, where's the singer?
I'm usually pictured with a top hat and a beard.
I see you have just picked up the Domino Majestic whiskey bottle. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You look like... Who does he look... You're a good-looking dude, Tomas.
Oh, thank you very much.
Look at you.
I've been told I look quite like... the guy in Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Dave Grohl. Yeah, or I thought maybe a little Scott Stapp when he had the, from Creed.
Or Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, says Hector.
Okay.
Domino Majestic. Listen to this. Hey, so before this line closes, maybe we make your band a superstar sensation. Maybe we break a record for you here. Back in the old day, we just had to do it with Paola.
That would be awesome.
That would be great. Anyway, Domino Majestic. You can just search that on YouTube. See Domino Majestic. We have found you, Tomas, in Sweden. And what are you going to do for the rest of your day today now that it's been so exciting for you to talk with us?
I'm just going to kick back with a beer and some vodka.
Nice. Yeah.
Wait. Me too.
Wait, here's another one. What's this song? Desert Sunburn?
The Desert Sunburn. That's our first single, actually.
Right. Yeah! How crazy is it that we just dial a random Swede, and out of it you're plugging a record? That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
How many hours does the average Swede work? I'm going to see if you know something about Sweden.
Well, 8 hours a day.
Nope, four and a half.
Four and a half?
Yep.
Okay.
The three-point seatbelt was launched by Volvo in what year?
I have no idea.
1959.
Yeah. Okay.
No Swedish buffet would be complete without blank. No Swedish buffet would be complete without what?
Perhaps eight balls?
Lutefisk.
Did he say eight balls?
I think so.
Meatball.
No, not meatball.
No,
no, no. Swedish people, nope. I believe it is pickled herring.
Pickled herring. Okay, yeah, we eat a lot of that in the midsummer tradition.
True or false, the government pays Swedish children an allowance until they turn 16.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you believe that, Buzz? The Swedish government pays kids an allowance. What kind of allowance? How much?
I don't know. I think it's about 1,000 crowns, that about 100 euros.
Do you use Swish?
Yeah, I do.
Would you tell these people what Swish is?
Swish is like a digital wallet, and it's pretty neat because it's plugged into your phone number. So
that's
you only need the phone number to swish over your money to a fellow.
You swish to a fellow. All right, there it is. There is Tomas. Tomas, pleasure talking to you. Everybody check out Tomas. His band is Domino Majestic. And it's nice talking to you. I will not be able to speak to you randomly again, probably till they hook the lineup again. It ends Friday. But thank you very much, Tomas.
Well, thank you very much. What's this radio channel?
My name is Johnny B, B-R-A-N-D. Just look under B-R-A-N-D-M-E-I-E-R, BrandmeierShow.com. Hold on. I'll send you the info. Okay, you can get the podcast today.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hold on.
The video's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. Dial the Swede, 301-276-0600.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments.
Cortisone.
Antihistamine.
Multiple creams. Antibiotic spray.
Multiple prescriptions.
Steroid injections.
Topical spray.
The shots. Antibiotics.
Steroid cream.
No results.
It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to take care of him and to give him the nutrition he needed.
A nutritional supplement like Dynavite.
To be the healthy, happy dog he is today.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Put some nutrition in your dog. The vet that I trust recommended Dynavite. The dog I have today, because of Dynavite, has a sparkle in his eye, a lush coat, healthy skin.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite will make your dog a happy dog.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Listen to the Jonathan Brandmeier Show when you want.
Anywhere you want.
The way you want.
It's Johnny B. On demand.
Only on BrandmeierShow.com.
Yeah! IndyCar Series champ Will Power in the studio. That's right. Gonna drive spectacularly up in here. Oh, I'm sorry. Back to our DJ friend. If you are going to Sweden and you are dialing a Swede, always listen to our pal DJ Dave in the afternoon.
106,7 klassiker Dave in the afternoons. Nu jävlar ska vi prata om bukspärrtskörtar och inte bara det. Brudar i Sverige finns så jävla mycket snygga brudar. Det är bara dänga på dem nu. The Clash, London's Calling.
He is fantastic. DJ Dave, we recommend him when you're in Sweden, the second safest country in the world.
Mina vänner, dags nu för lite musik som ni gillar. Classic rock som aldrig för. The Cream, Sunshine of Your Love här hos Dave in the afternoons. 106,7 rock classic.
Yes, that is just crazy when you think about it.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. According to projections by all main UK broadcasters, the majority of British voters favor leaving the 28-nation European Union. With more than three-quarters of the votes tallied, the Leave side was ahead 52% to 48%, and that number's been steady all through the morning. From London, correspondent Raphael Satter reports that British currency's fallen sharply in world markets.
I think that if Britain does vote to leave, then the damage to the pound will likely be very strong and likely last for a very long time.
And the decision to leave raises the likelihood of years of negotiations over trade, business, and political links with what will then become a 27-nation bloc. However, there are several leading activists in a couple of the other nations within the European Union that are already voicing perhaps they might be asking for votes to leave the union themselves. A bipartisan gun plan has survived an important test vote.